Suiza, ¿no?
What is
Island? Yeah. Sí, Island here in the same time. Sí, no, no. Would I enjoy himself in time? No? So we may have to this week and next week we'll learn in Yone and Yone Pesk.
Yeah.
The not really. We'll be about that. Yeah. The Masechta begins with the din of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze. The Rambam counts Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze as two lavin in the Minyan Mitzvahs. And actually it presents a difficulty because there is a Gemara in Sochem on Daf Kof Daled where the Gemara talks about people eating certain types of shrotzim, that if you eat a putisa, which is one type of a sheretz, you get four times malchus. And if you eat namola, another type of a sheretz, you get five times malchus. You eat a tzira, you get six times malchus. So there's a famous machlekes there, everybody against the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban, everybody's quoting the Gaonim, that's on one side, and the Rambam is on the other side. All of the Rishonim claim that whenever the Torah lists off a series of lavim on the same thing, the Torah says, don't drink the water, don't drink the water, don't drink the water. It's the exact same thing, don't drink the water three times. If I go ahead and I drink the water, it's only one avera, but it's written three times, I get three times malchus. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and the Gaonim all explain that these shrotzim have a kefil of lav, and the chumash, it's repeated several times, you're not allowed to eat a sheretz. But because it's repeated many times, you eat the one sheretz, even though it's exactly identical lavim, you like it accordingly, you like it many times. And the Rambam disagrees, has a long Arichas Dvarim in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Sheresh Test, where he has this Yisoid, he has a klal, that just because the law is repeated many times, you don't get Malkus many times.
Why is it repeated then?
Why is it repeated? Just to be Mechazik, that it's really an Aveir Chamur. Like the Gemara says that whoever doesn't put on tefillin is violating so many mitzvahs. Whoever a kohen doesn't duchen is violating so many mitzvahs. What does it mean so many mitzvahs? The Rambam says it really means he's supposed to duchen, he didn't duchen, so he's mevatel one s. He's not mevatel three s. He says kosevorach or morlahem, and so it's all one essay. And why does the Gemara say he's over? He's mevatel three s. And the one who doesn't wear tefillin is mevatel so many s. It means lechizuk inyan, that it's really a mitzvah chamura, and here it means that it's an avera chamura. According to the Rambam, what's pshat by the putison and the molo and the tziro, that you loike sometimes four times, sometimes five times, sometimes six times for eating certain shrotzim. So the Rambam has an original interpretation in this Gemara, which he has both in the Yad HaZokah and Hilchos Macholos Asuras, and in the Sefer HaMitzvos Bariches, based on the Torah's Kohana, based on the Sifro by the shrotzim, that is a separate law for Sheretz HaMayim, if the Sheretz swims in the water. If it doesn't have snap of the kaskeses, so then it's a sheretz amayim. Then it's also, so that's one law. Then there's another law for sheretz oritz. Then there's another law for sheretz oif. And then there's another law for spontaneously generated shrotz. And then the Rambam says, and if anybody's going to tell me that there is no such thing, he does know the ABC of biology. That's elementary. Everybody knows that there's such a thing as spontaneous generation. I state in the Heilige Chazal, and he quotes us before that says like that. Maybe there's another interpretation, maybe they're wrong, whatever it is, that's what the Rambam makes a whole fuss about that. So he says, and if somebody eats a sheretz which flies and swims and crawls and is spontaneously generated, then it's four and one, so of course he's like it four times. It's not that's the Torah repeats the exact same law many times. That's the Rambam's clause. Here, the Nisei Kelim on the Rambam is, the Shita Soi, that the Rambam claims that you don't count the Kefla Lav as two Lavim, the Torah just repeats the Lav to indicate how serious it is, that it's a Din Chomer. So why does the Rambam himself count Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze? There's two lavim, it should only be counted as one. It's exact same din. If you're not allowed to possess
two different lavim,
two different shevuyim.
How do you have two different actions?
Well, you can be Bal Yiro without Bal Yimotze.
If it's possible to have one without the other, then it's not a kefil lav. But even when they overlap, then you, oh, that's shaila. Is it possible?
Can be there without seeing it.
Well, that's the Kiddush of the Kesef Mishnah.
Yeah.
The Kesef Mishnah hot
Kiddush.
Okay, as long as one can exist without the other,
it doesn't have to be both.
It's not an exact replica.
It's a one-way street, not a two-way street.
No. So as long as there's a difference between the two, then it's not a repetition.
No, but if you have Bayim Mutz, include Bayim or Nishbayim, it doesn't matter.
No.
Well, let's first say over the teretz. So the Kesef Mishnah says your teretz. Okay, Kesef Mishnah says that the only time you violate Bal Yiro is when it's literally visible. If I have the chometz on the table, but if the chometz is in the freezer, the Gemara says Yochol Yatmin, maybe the person is permitted to have comments and hide it away in the cabinet. So he's not violating lo yiroi because it's not visible. Talmalom lo yimotze. So given lachet ribar lo yimotze pshat in the brayse lo yimotze is megala and ba yiroi that you shouldn't take it literally. It doesn't really mean lo yiroi lachachomet. The chomet should not be visible. Lo yimotze is mechanish that as long as you have it in your possession, your ownership, you violate ba yiroi ba yimotze. So the case Mishnah says no, that if it's not visible, you only violate ba yimotze. You don't violate ba yiroi. And the mele, once you assume like that, if this assumption is correct, then the mele is arup this kasha. Why does the Rambam count the lavim as two lavim? Because it's not a kefil alav. So there's really a difference between the two.
A blind person.
Some if it's visible to somebody, if somebody can see it, then it's bal yira. Even if he personally doesn't see it, as long as it's visible, it's bal yira.
I also, if there wouldn't be two lavim, the Torah should have said just bal yimotze. If bal yimotze doesn't make any difference, if it's only one lav, then just bal yimotze.
That's what he's telling here. That's what he's telling. No, so that's what the Nesek Kelim are assuming, that the Rambam holds that's not called a kefil alav. Just because one is completely included in the other, that's not a kefil alav. If they're exactly identical, then it's kefil alav. If they're separate and sometimes there's overlap and sometimes there's not, then I've added the two lavim. But even if they're separate and one is always swallowed up by the other lav, bal yiroi is always bal yiroi matzei. Bal yiroi matzei sometimes will be bal yiroi, sometimes not. But as long as they're not identical, so that's what the Nesek Kelim say, that they're two different lavim.
So by the one is a mayim and one is a palaris.
But here the Rambam has a gemara that sometimes he can have a sheretz that flies and swims and crawls and it spontaneously just alamailis. Then he says you like him many times. It's four shorotzim in one. It's five shorotzim in one. Six shorotzim in one. So you like many times. This is how the Ravid has a kasha on that Rambam. The Ravid writes in the end of Perek Beis in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. The Ravid makes fun of the Rambam. He calls him Hamaasei. So the Rambam collects gemaras. He's a malaki. So he says, "Hamaasif hazeh osav dvarim she'enam." Says the Rambam collected animals that don't exist. What do you mean? There is no such animal that swims and flies and crawls and dances and sings and everything. He says there is no such thing. That seems to be the Ravid kash. The Biskirov has a whole interpretation that it's not that the Ravid is asking a kasha and mitzvah that it doesn't exist. The Rambam says it exists. It exists. The Ravid is asking a different kasha and it has a whole different pshat. Okay, but that's what the Kes Mishnah says on the Rambam. Because Mishnah claims that Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze are not a kefil alav, they're not identical, because one can violate Bal Yiroi, one can violate Bal Yimotze without violating Bal Yiroi. This is a shaila. One could perhaps say differently. Rav Soloveitchik suggests that perhaps one should say differently to Farim for a different kash. He's bothered with a different kash. Perhaps one should say that Bal Yiroi means that one is forbidden to possess chomets, and Bal Yimotze means it's also to create chomets. The Rambam talks about hakoina chometz b'pesach. Somebody buys chometz b'pesach, or somebody's mach metzisa. I take flour and I mix it with water, and it turns into chometz. So the Rambam says normally, if one violates bal yiroi bal yimotze, he doesn't get any malchus. Means I just left the chometz at home because it's a lav shem o ma'isa. So lav shem o ma'isa is a machlokes nigmar we pass can aim by kimolo, because it's not dumi the lav de lasachs mishor b'disha. Says mechumish, you get malchus if you violate an aver that's similar to Lasas Meshavadisha. The two parshas are written one next to the other in Dvarim, and in Dvarim Darshan Smuchim. One pasuk that's next to the other has to have a connection. The rest of the Chumash Digma says we don't Darshan Smuchim except for Dvarim, and Mishnah Torah do Darshan Smuchim. So we pask him that Allah Shem Amai says Ein Loikim Olam. So if a person had chomets in his possession and he didn't bother to sell it, the Rambam writes he's Ein Loikim because it's Allah Shem Amai says Ein Loikim Olam. But if he's kind of chametz b'pesach, if he buys chametz, or if he's machmetz iso, he mixes flour with water and just lets it sit there until it turns into chametz. So then the Rambam says that he is like, why? Because then it's considered a lav sheyesh bo mais. So some mefarshim on the Rambam are bothered with a kasha that the Rambam in another place seems to hold a cloud. There are stiras galore in the Sefer Achinuchim, stiras in all directions. So the Steichemet quotes a likut of Achreinim who suggests that this is the Shittas HaRambam. The Mishlam Mel talks about this. The Steichemet quotes a lot about this. A lot of Achreinim suggest that the Shittas HaRambam is that when the basic lav is violated, b'li ma'ise, a lav she'ein bo ma'ise doesn't depend on whether you personally did an avera or you personally didn't do an avera. Lav she'ein bo ma'ise depends on the nature of the lav. Is a lav normally violated aydei ma'ise, then it's labeled as lav she'ein bo ma'ise even if you don't do any ma'ise. For example, the Rambam quotes the Gemara where there's a machlokes on Daf Tzadik in Bava Metzia, where Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish by Losatzim Shor B'Dishay. On the original din of Losatzim Shor B'Dishay, what if Chasama B'Kol the Hinhigo B'Kol? What if I violate Losatzim Shor B'Dishay by screaming at the behemoth? But if the behemoth is threshing and the behemoth is nibbling on the food, instead of putting a physical muzzle around the mouth of the behemoth to prevent it physically from eating, I scream at the behemoth. I vark on such a pacha that the behemoth is afraid to eat.
Chasama B'Kol.
You don't
have to pull it, you
right.
have to
behave
the
right. Kamri. So the Gemara has a machlekes, the Gemara says it's good, what about lav sheyesh bo mais? So Rabbi Yechanan says that you are like it. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan that it's called a lav sheyesh bo mais. Or hamanik biklayim, let's say have a wagon that's pulled by a horse and by a cow. So the Torah says that you're not allowed to do it. L'sachash b'shalach hamar yachtov. But what if I didn't? I'm not sitting on the wagon and I whip the two behemoths and I make them, or I push them and I make them go. I scream at them until they start going by themselves. So usually an aveira that a person violates Aidea Mire, Aidea Dibur is labeled as a lav sheimbo maisa. What about over here? What about Hinhiga Bekol? Hamanik Beklaim Aidea Dibur. So again, we pass them like Rabbi Yechanan that it's called a lav sheimbo maisa. So the shaila is why? Why should that be considered lav sheimbo maisa? So Tosis has one interpretation, the famous pshat. Takatosis in Sanhedrin later in the Samach Tosis has a famous pshat Bob Metzileh, and the Achrenim say on the Rambam, the Magamishna, and other Achrenim say on the Rambam a different pshat, that it depends on the nature of the lav, the normal nature of the lav. Since Lo Sachsim Shad Bedish is normally done Aidei Maisa, so even if you happen to violate it Beli Maisa, the lav is labeled as a lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. It doesn't depend on the Avera. There's no klal you have to have an Avera Sheyesh B'Maisa, you have to have a lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Hamanik Diklayim is a type of a lav which normally is violated like day maisa. That's called a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Even if you personally do it b'li maisa, you still like it. So the Achrayim said, now kasha, if it depends on the nature of the lav, so what does the Rambam make a distinction over here? That if you left the chometz in your possession and it comes Pesach and you violate by Rabbi Matzah, that's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, sein loikim olam. But a koneh chometz be Pesach or hamach mitzisa, if you mix flour with water and you let it rise, then you are like it. Why? If you call a lav, if you label a lav as a lav sheim bo maisa, so you shouldn't be like even if you did aydei maisa. That's how the Achrenim have a klal. That's how the Chinuch says that sometimes you're not like even if you did a maisa because the lav is normally violated b'li maisa. And sometimes you're like and sometimes you're like even if you didn't do a maisa because the lav is normally violated with a maisa.
If you didn't do a maisa and it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, you could be chayav because it's lav sheyesh bo maisa. But the other way, even if it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, but if you did a maisa, you should be chayav. You should be chayav even if it isn't a lav sheyesh bo maisa. But
I think there are Rishonim hold like that, but they claim that the Rambam and the Chinuch hold not so. They have rise that the Rambam and the Chinuch hold that bein lekula bein lechumer. It always depends on the nature of the lav. Whether the lav is lav sheyesh bo maisa.
The examples you gave had a maisa. The kalach yad, it was done differently. The Torah said leisach to show that he showed. So you did it a little bit differently.
No, not Kalach Yad, it's Aidea Mire.
Yeah,
Aidea Mire is still
not
sure.
By a month, just as man does it to you. You've done nothing. You just left it there and you didn't do anything. So therefore, as man comes along and does it,
the typical way to...
nothing.
Right, so the typical way to violate by Rabbi Matzah is a person has chometz in his reshus and he just doesn't get rid of it. So the typical violation is a lav sheim bo maisa. Even if I buy chometz b'Pesach, let's still label, I take did the aveira, I did kum v'yaseh. But let's label the nature of the aveira. The lav should always be labeled as a lav sheim bo maisa. They should never be like it. That's the kasha that the Achrenim is. Mr. Chemin has a long arichas on it. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe the Rambam Shita, it's a little bit doichik, he suggested maybe the Rambam Shita is that the reason why they counted as two lavim, why isn't it kefil alav, bal yiroi by matzah, is this is the answer, that they really mean two different things. Bal yiroi means you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. They're normal, but we would say bal yiroi. You're not allowed to leave chametz in your possession. Bal yiroi matzah means that it's also lahamtzi chametz. That's what the lav means. You're not allowed to buy chametz. You're not allowed to create chametz b'tesel. No, it's a lav. Lo yimotze. Lo. That's another thing. There's an essay, yeah. There's an essay also. We'll get there. Oh, you mean it's a lav hanitik lasse. That's a right. That's a good kasha. That's Rav Chaim talks about that kasha. That's a very good kasha. Why is it a kasha?
No.
Rav Chaim talks about that kasha that there should be two reasons. There should be two reasons why you're not. No. He's asking a good kasha. No, he's asking a good kasha. There should be two reasons why you're not loikan by your rabbi motze. Reason number one is that it's a lav sheim bo maise. So the Rambam writes that if you buy chometz or if you create chometz, so you made it into a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Fine. But why does the Rama Rav Chaim quote the Kasha? Why does the Rama say that you like it? You should say that there's another reason why you ain't a like it. The Gemara says that you cannot give Malkus on a lav hanitik lesa. Whenever I violate an Avera, which could be rectified later by fulfilling a mitzvah saseh, so that's called a lav hanitik lesa. After I violate, let's say, I violate Gzela, then the Torah says, Veheshev is Gzela Asher Gozal. As the Gemara says in the third parak in Malkus.
But here, how can you rectify it?
No,
he
doesn't.
Even Ruben, so he can fix it.
Let's say he didn't wait till after Pesach.
No, but even a minute in Pesach.
No, that depends already on the Gemara. Kima will not kill. You have to look in the Gemara already.
No, but the point is that at any minute that Pesach comes, he was over there.
No,
but
that
means you can't rectify anything.
Yeah, Sameach has that teretz. Sameach has a long higoyin diketeretz like this. A long philosophy. He says that lav hanitik lesay and like in Malav doesn't mean when I violate an avera, after which the Torah is mechayiv me to do a mitzvah. That's not enough. It means I violate an avera. And the Torah forbids this matzav. The Torah doesn't want this matzav to be in existence. Then the Torah says, after violating the Avera, undo that matzav. Bring it back to the normal way.
So, like,
the Torah doesn't want you to have the other fellow's money. If you took his money, so give him back his money. Rectify it. Undo the wrong that you've done. Shainikin talked about by Rabbi Matze. The Torah is right in Psochim, in the second parak, that Yeraiva v'chol rega v'rega. That every minute you violate by Rabbi Matzah separately, so what good is it that I'm going to destroy the chametz in another hour? That'll undo me. How will I undo the mafreh? That's the Rasamech has a long higoyin. He forces this a little bit into the Gemaras. He quotes a lot of Gemaras and Rambams and his matzikit to insist that that's the end. No. Rav Chaim doesn't hold like that. Rav Chaim has this famous kasha. There's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara is out of case. There's mefurish that you're not like by your Rabbi Matzah because it's a lav hanitik lesa. It's a black and white Gemara. So how can the Rambam say against the Gemara? The Gemara says the Pharisee said it's a lav hanitik les. So it's like your case. If it's already, if he waits to left the pesel, that's like bitla. Okay, yeah.
Right. But it can be a lav sheish b'maisa if he buys it just for there without chance to be
moved. Right. Mm-hmm. So then it won't be a lav. Right.
So it's a lav sheish b'maisa.
Right, in that case it would be a lav shalai nitik lesser, right? But the Rambam writes stomach by a person by chametz and pesel, that's the cash. So Rav Chaim has a famous teret on this. Rav Chaim has in his chibur a famous teret on this. The Minchas Chinuch also has, the Minchas Chinuch was a little before Rav Chaim, Minchas Chinuch also has the same teret but slightly differently. So the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Chaim both point out that in the area of mitzvah saseh there are two types of essay. There's a kiyum essay and there's an Isser essay. For example, it says in the Torah that you have to wear tzitzis. It says in the Torah you have to wear tefillin. It says in the Torah you have to say Krishna. So that's a key essay. It means you have to go and do this mitzvah. Mashal, there's another essay in the Torah that says, Kol tzipa tahara tachelu. So that means it's a mitzvah every day, once a day, every day you have to eat chicken. What if I want to be a vegetarian? I like flesh. I don't like chicken. So it's a chiyav. Kol tzipa tahara tachelu, you have to eat chicken. So it's not halacha, it's an Isser essay. If you eat tray for chickens, if you eat pheasants, if you eat an eagle, so then you'll violate the Isser essay of Kol Tzipa Torah Techila. It's a lav habo mechlal essay. So sometimes you have an Isser essay and sometimes you have a kiyum essay. The Moshalach face, it says that you're not permitted to do malach on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and then it says Tishbisu Shabbat. Tishbisu. So what is Tishbisu or Shabbos? What is Tishbisu? Means that if you abstain from halacha, you haven't violated the Isser essay? Or means, no, there's a kiyum essay, that one who abstains from halacha not only has not violated the Lois essay, but he has a kiyum essay as well. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yontif, that Hashoyv is from halacha, on Yontif, Mistamahu Adinami Shabbos, from the Rambam only writes it in the beginning of Hilchos Yontif, Terekal Halacha Basement. Mistamah applies to Shabbos as well. That one who doesn't do halacha on Yontif not only doesn't violate the lav of Malacha, he has a kiyum essay that he shavis min Malacha. It's a kiyum essay. Well, the Moshe, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Naziris that a Nazir is forbidden to take a haircut and forbidden to drink wine, forbidden to be metame lemeis. So if he doesn't violate the three surim, so he was Yotze B'Shalom. That's all, just Yotze B'Shalom. So the Rambam says, no, harei zekiyum shalash mitzvah saseh. He's mekayim the essay of Kodesh Yih as a kiyum essay, not just an Isser essay. And God will paris harosh as a kiyum essay. And then he says the third essay is Kol Yitzim and Piv Yaseh. It's a kiyum essay, not just an Isser essay. Sometimes you have, let's say, sometimes you have just an iser esir. Let's say a person takes a neder not to eat the potato chips and not to smoke cigarettes and not to drink, right? Not to drink liquor or something. So the Torah says lo yachol dvarik chalayet in the pivyas. So if he drinks the schnapps or if he eats the ice cream or whatever, if he smokes the cigarettes, then he violates the law. And what if he doesn't smoke the cigarettes? So he's mekayim the esed chalayet in the pivyas. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot, that's not a kiyum esed. On a nidrei harishus, it's an iser esed, it's not a kiyum esed. On nidrei govoa, on nidrei mitzvah, a person, let's say, takes a neder to give money to shul, or to give a korban to the Beis HaMikdosh, and he goes ahead and he does it, so that's a kiyum esed. Or he takes a neder to observe Nazirus, and he observes it, then the Ramban writes, there is a kiyum, it's the sense. Then chalayet in pivyas is a kiyum esed. But on nidrei harishus, the Ramban writes, it's only an iser esed. He doesn't think that that's a kiyum esed. Mestame the Rambam also doesn't disagree. You know, the Rambam puts it all together. Nidre mitzvot, nidre reshus. Mestame Rav Soloveitchik said, Mestame the Rambam will agree with the Ramban that they're really different. And nidre mitzvah, you have a kiyum esed if you fulfill your mitzvah. And nidre reshus is just an iser esed, it's not a kiyum esed. So the question is, what is the nature of this din of tashbisa? When the Torah says that if you have chametz in your reshus, you have to destroy it on Erev Pesach, is that a kiyum esed? Is that mitzvah to go and burn the chametz? Mitzvah to destroy the chametz? Or should I say no? Okay, machlokes Rabbeinu Rabbanan, whether hashbasas of the chol davar or dafka d'sreid. But however you destroy the chametz, is it a kiyum esed, a mitzvah to destroy the chametz? Or should I say no, it's not really a mitzvah to go and destroy the chametz. There's an iser bal yirah bal motzei, and there's an iser asei that's repeating the same thing as the Lord says. An iser asei of tashbisu. You should get rid of the chametz in order that you shouldn't violate the aver of having the chametz in your possession. So Rab Chaim and the Minhag Chinuch both sort of suggest the same var, the same chilek, that it depends on Rab Yudah and the Rabbanan. Rab Yudah's shita is that you have to destroy the chametz dafke b'sreifa. Ain't be a chametz ala b'sreifa. You're not yet in the mitzvah if you grind up the chametz and you scatter it in the wind, or if you flush it down the toilet or something. You're only yet in the mitzvah if you do dafke b'sreifa. And the Chachamim disagree. And they say hashbasas b'chol dov. And there's a machlekes in Rishonim whether we should pass him like Rav Yudah or we should pass him like the Rabban. The Rambam passes like the Chachamim, the hashbasas b'chol dov. And the Tesis in one place says that maybe we should pass him like Rav Yudah because there are Mishnayos like that. The Mishnayos keep on talking about burning. Sorfa b'tchila sheish. There is time Mishnayos all over the place. Sounds like the din is like Rav Yudah. The name b'yocham is this way. So we're machmal lahatchila for the Tesis opinion that the halacha should be like Rav Yudah. The name b'yocham is this way. Fine. So the Achreinim want to say that the Minhag Chinuch or Rab Chaim want to suggest, let's say if you hold like Rav Yudah, that ain't be a chametz ala d'sreifa, and I didn't burn the chametz. Instead of burning it, I ground out the chametz and I threw it, I scattered in the wind. So you mean to say that I still violate, I destroyed it on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. You're going to tell me that I violate Bal Yiro, Bal Yimot, but I don't have the chametz. I flushed it down the toilet, I destroyed
it.
I wasn't the kind of mitzvah tashbisu. See, mefurish the Rav Yudah holds the tashbisu is a kiyum esrei. It's not just you better destroy your chametz or you're going to violate an aveir. What if the Torah tells me a specific form of destroying it? And what will be if I won't destroy it in that form? I still won't violate any aveir. So Rav Yudah clearly holds that it's a kiyum esrei. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. You don't have to go so far, like the Minhag Chinuch has a little humor is that you have to go, according to Rabbi, you have to go buy chametz in order to burn it. You have to go so far, you can say it's a conditional mitzvah. If you have chametz and have Pesach, then it's a mitzvah to destroy. But Aliba the Rabbanon, according to the Chachamim, who say that Hashbasas of the Chol Davar, one could be Mechalik and say that according to the Shitas Chachamim, there's no Kiyum Esrei Bechlal. In Tashbisu. It's not a kiyumah mitzvah like laying film, like saying Krishna, like sitting in sukkah, like shaking a little bit in Esther. It's just an Isra say. If you will not, you better destroy your chametz, better get rid of it, because if you don't destroy it, you will violate the Avera Bal Yiro Bal Motzei. In addition to which, you'll violate Nachan Avera, which we call Alav Havo Mechlal Asei, the Isra say of Tashbisu. But it's not that it's a kiyumah mitzvah. It's not that it's a kiyumah mitzvah. So that's what Rab Chaim suggests.
Or if you don't have chametz,
yeah, if you don't have chametz, the pashtus says that they both agree.
You're not from Kantas Pisa, so you don't have it.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah,
good. So Rav Chaim makes this chiluk.
My house burns down.
I mean, I didn't. When I ever say so. No, then I didn't think I am. I didn't burn the house. Well, I didn't burn the house. No, you have to fulfill the mitzvah by doing a kumbe yaseh. No, he's not yet to the mitzvah. So Rav Chaim suggests in the sefer that perhaps this is the teretz on the Rambam. That the Gemara and Daf Tzadikei, Rav Chaim has a shtikel apshetel. The Gemara and Daf Tzadikei Amud Aleph on the last line that says, the last line of Tzadikei Amud Aleph and Solomon that says, the Bal Yerah Bal Yimotzi, Zayna Loike, for two reasons. One reason is that it's a lav shemo maise. And one reason is that it's a lav amniktik leese. That sugi happens to be speaking on Libra the Reb Yudah. The question is if that's true. That's Rav Chaim claims. That sugi is speaking on Libra the Reb Yudah, who holds that Ein B'chom is Salah B'Sreifus, that burning the Chomet is a kiyom ha-mitzvahs, ha-mitzvahs ha-say, what we call a kiyom ha-say. So then we can really call Bal Yeroh Bal Yimotzeh a lav hanitik lasid, that if you violate Bal Yeroh, the Torah tells you do a mitzvah later on to correct it, to undo the loises. Fine. But if the din, but the Rambam doesn't paskin like Reb Yudah, like Tesis does. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, the Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dover. According to the Chachamim, the din of Tashbisu is Bechlal, not a Kiyum essay, it's just an Iser essay. So that's not called a lav hanitik lasid. That if the Torah says if you violate the law of Bayro by Matzei, hurry up and destroy the Chometz so you won't violate another Isha. So you won't violate the Isha of Tashbisu. That's not Lava Nitiklas. Lava Nitiklas means if I did an Aveira, the Torah tells me do a mitzvah after it. But if the Chachamim hold Hash Besasa Bechol Dover is not a Kiyama mitzvah at all, it's just an Isha essay. You better destroy the Chometz Bechol Life and Shayyia in order not to violate anything. So that's not called Lava Nitiklas. That's how Chaim suggests. That's what Chaim did. So that year you can't fulfill a mitzvah. Unless you say that burning the chametz, the last available opportunity before. Let's say if I burn my chametz today, I'm not yet to the essay of Tashbisa. I have to burn it on Erev Pesach in the morning. But if Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, either of you holds that year you can't fulfill a mitzvah, or perhaps he holds that the last opportunity means on Erev Shabbos. Right, maybe he holds that on Erev Shabbos he yet to the mitzvah derais. That's the Shaila Rav Yudah. This whole pilpul that Rav Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch have regarding the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, whether it's a mitzvah essay, a kiyum essay, or it's only an iser essay, that it depends on the machlekes, the bina rabbanon, this is only on the level of the raisa. On the level of the rabbanon, everybody holds that it's a mitzvah essay. Zohar raya, that before we do the bedikas chametz, we say bracha shekedeshanu mitzvot v'tzivanu al bir chametz. We don't say bracha al bedikas chametz. We say the bracha al bir chametz. So what do we say al bir chametz for? Because the bedikah is the haskalah of the biur, but they're going to do the bedikah tonight, and the second half is going to be the biur tomorrow morning. Yeah. So why do you say bracha in order not to violate a loy sesay? Let's say I shave with an electric shaver. I say a bracha. I shake the shonim tzosvanu shalol galeich asatar bezokon. I sit down to eat supper. So I say a hamoytzi a shahakol. Then I say a bracha. Shake the shonim tzosvanu shalol lechol macholas asuris. You don't say a bracha. The Rosh says in Ksubis in the first parak. You don't say a bracha when you don't violate an aver. You only say a bracha when you're doing a kiyum essay. So how do you say a bracha on bidikas chametz? Say the bracha al bir chametz, sheker d'shan zelsano al bir chametz. What's the mitzvah? So you have to assume that midirabbanon, everybody agrees, at least midirabbanon, that there is a mitzvah, a kumbi essay, a kiyum essay of bidikas chametz and bir chametz. It's a mitzvah midirabbanon. Abchaim and the mechaskin claim on a level of their rice that should depend on the machlekes of bir and the rabbanon. But on a level of the Rabbanon, everybody will agree that there is a kiyum essay. Otherwise, you wouldn't say a bracha before the bedikah and the bir. So that's how I started to say Rav Soloveitchik suggested perhaps the reason why the Rambam counts by Rabbi Motzi as two lavim is like the Kesem Mishnah says that there is overlap, but they're not identical. But in what sense are they not identical? So he suggested perhaps the farim for this other kasha. Why does the Rambam say that Akoyne Chomet B'Pesach or Hamach Mitzisa is like a why should it be like? Why not say that the nature of the lav is designated as a lav shein bo maisa? Even though you personally violated the lav ayde kumbi yaseh, But it doesn't depend on an avera sheyesh b'maisa. It depends on a lav sheyesh b'maisa as opposed to a lav sheim b'maisa. So why not label bal yirah always as a lav sheim b'maisa? The Rav Soloveitchik suggests that perhaps the Rambam holds that there are two lav, bal yirah and bal yimotze. Bal yirah means don't own chometz, don't keep chometz in your possession, in your ownership. That's always going to be a lav sheim b'maisa. And bal yimotze means don't be mamtzi chometz. Don't cause that you should have chometz. Don't bring about that you should have a chometz in your possession. And the nature of that love will talk to be a love, sheyesh bo ma'is. And perhaps that's why the Rambam says that you only like it once here. Ha-machmetz iso, or ha-koine chometz b'pesach. The Rambam doesn't say that you like shmeinim. He doesn't say you get malchus twice. Why not? But the Rambam counts him as two lavim. The Rabbi must be two lavim. But the answer is that that one is a love, sheyesh bo ma'is. Even if you're machmetz iso, the love is labeled as a love, sheyesh bo ma'is. And the bayi matze, that's going to be a love, sheyesh bo ma'is. What? That's a shame. Regarding this lav of Bal Yiroh Bayi Matzeh, that we usually assume it depends on possession. If you own chametz, so you violate Bal Yiroh Bayi Matzeh. So the question the Rishayim and the Achrayim raise, which is very relevant b'zman hazeh, the question that the Rishayim and Achrayim discuss is, do you need full bailus, or is it enough if it just belongs to you, even though you're not a full bailum? What say it's a full bailum, as opposed to not a complete bailum? So the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Tes, has a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. By gozel v'lenis yashua ha-bailum, if I steal your behemoth, or I steal your automobile, I steal some metalfulim of yours. If I steal your karka, I kick you out of your field. The karka ain't an exelus. The karka, you retain your full ownership of shalcho, and it's b'shuscho, and you can be magdashit, and you can be meicherit, and you can be mafkerit, you're still the full owner, because we say karka ain't an exelus, halacha doesn't recognize maisik zeila karka. There is an avera of gzeila there. The Rambam quotes the Sifro, the Rashi quotes on Chumash that if you steal someone else's karka and Eretz Yisrael, you violate l'sas gula yachu b'nachloscha shetinchal. And in Chutz L'Eretz, where there's no b'nachloscha shetinchal, so you don't violate l'sasik, so you only violate l'sigzol, you only violate l'tigna. But there is a lav of gneva by karka, but still karka and gzeilas means that there are no kinyon gzeila. There's no, the bailus is not changed ki huzeh. The nignav is still the full owner. It's still shaloi b'shus, it's still fully in. But what if I steal metalfulin from somebody else? Gozal behema. So the Gemara says in the first parak in Bav Metzia, in the sugya p'tok v'koyin, and in the sugya andav samavet. That's Rav Yechanan's din, against Reish Lakish. Then the Gemara says it's really a machlekes hatanoim, and a mishnah ma'aseh sheni, machlekes v'tznuim against the chachomim. When somebody steals my property, so it's only shali, it's not b'shusi, is that poigim in my bailus or not? And we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan that I'm considered an incomplete bailum. In order to be called a full owner, a full bailum, has to be shali and has to be b'shusi. B'shusi means that I have shlita over it, I have full control. And if it's a stolen item that somebody else has, a ganav stole my behemoth, he stole my car, so even though it's still shali, it still belongs to me, but it's ain't a b'shusi. So therefore I cannot be magdashit, and I cannot sell it, and I cannot be mafkrit, and I cannot be poid the maizah shein, and as I write, the whole
is to
be...
Yeah,
that's another
thing.
Nobody has ownership of
the no one has full ownership. The ganav for sure doesn't have it, it's not his. And the nignav is the machlekes hatanoim, and the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Meshlokesh Amarayim, which time is the paskin like? And the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that even though it belongs to the nignav, but it's ain't a b'shusoi, so he's not a full bail. So the shaila is, what about for purposes of bal yirah, bal yimotze? Do we also require that it should be shaloi or b'shusai, to be a full bailim? Or is it enough if it's shaloi, even if it's ain't b'shus? This is a shaila. So there is a gemara.
What can he do? The bal, somebody steals his chometz.
Right.
What can he do if he doesn't have it to burn it?
Does he have to, let's say, his stomach stole my chometz, do I have to be mevatel my chometz? Yeah. So he say, I don't have to be mevatel my chometz, I'm not going to violate bal yirah bal yimotze anyway. We'll get to that. No, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
before Pesach. Right. There's a Mishnah Bava Kama. The Mishnah says, gozal chometz over all about Pesach. If you stole my chometz and then you kept it, so you give it back and you say, Harei Shalach Lefana. So Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is that even though it became Asa Bahano, Chomet Shalach Pesach is Asa Bahano de Rabbanon, and when you give me back my Chomet to Bala Shnaps, you give me back nothing, so what kind of a Heshav is Hagzela is that? That's nothing. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that nevertheless, you can give it back and say, Harei Shalach Lefana, because it's still the same Bala Shnaps. I became Asa Bahano. We don't care. That's the Pashup Pshat in the Mishnah. And another Behuda has a Shuvah where you have the whole Pshetla, the whole Dreidla, that Mishnah says, no, that's exactly why. Why can he say Reish Lacha Fanecha? Because it didn't become Asabahanro. Why didn't it become Asabahanro? Because nobody violated Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze. The Ganif can't violate Ba'yiro because it's not Shaloi. And the Nignav doesn't violate because it's not Bishusoi. And you only violate Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze, as it says in the Rosh and the Gonim, if you have full Ba'yiris, namely Shaloi Bishus. So now Yehud is Pshat, all the Paschim says against the Gemara. The Gemara says that's not the true Pshat. The Gemara says, notwithstanding the fact that it does become Asabahanro, you can still say Reish Lacha Fanecha. It's not that the reason why you can say Reish Lacha Fanecha is because it didn't become Asabahanro, because nobody violated Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze. That's against the Gemara. But the question still is, maybe that part of the Nevi Yehuda is right. Maybe nobody taka violates Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze. Maybe it becomes Asabahanro even though nobody violated Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze. What's taka the din? In order to violate Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze, do you require that it should be Shaloi B'shusai or not? Maybe Shaloi is enough. This is the shayla. So the Nevi Yehuda quotes Mefurish HaRishonim, the Rosh and the Gaon, the same Mefurish, and the Ramban HaChumash and Parshas Bo'i, but they say Mefurish that you do need Shaloi U'Bishus. How can you tell from the Gemara? So you mentioned the Gemara before. The Gemara says, you mentioned also the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shnei Dvar Meina Bishusa Shalodon, Vason HaKosta U'Kila Hen Bishusa. So one of the two is Komet B'Pesach. The Gemara is posing a question, how does one ever violate Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze? And Chometz B'Pesach, I ought to say that since the Chometz on Pesach is also Bahano, so I should declare it as Eina B'Shusai. That's the word, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. I should declare it as Eina B'Shusai. And as Eina B'Shusai, there should be no Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze. So that's Xeris HaKosha, that notwithstanding, he still violate Ba'yiro Ba'yimatze. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. So what exactly does that mean? How do you translate the word? So that's a famous Machloikis, the Ktsois, and other Achreinim. And the very end of Chosh Mishpat, Simon Tovov, Zion or something, it's the last page in the Ktsois, the very last page. And the Sefer Ktsois HaChosh, a separate one. The Ktsois is printed in a separate edition. So he has a Machloikis, I think, with the Rivosh, or other Achreinim, earlier, famous Achreinim. How do you translate the words of the Gemara? So the Ktsois insists that the words of the Gemara should be translated literally. That it's Eina B'Shusa. The Chometz B'Pesach, if I have Chometz B'Pesach, which is Asa Bahano, there's no reason under the sun to say that it's Eina Shali. Mecha Teisa that it's Eina Shali. It's my Chometz. Why should it be Eina Shali? It's mine. But it's Eina B'Shusi. Oh, that's okay. Because what does B'Shusi mean?
That
I can use it. I have accessibility to it. If somebody gambles my Chometz, why do I say it's Eina B'Shusi? Because it's inaccessible. Right. So the Gemara says, even if I have the Chometz and my Rishus, it's vitally inaccessible because the Torah says I'm not allowed to use it. Anything that's also b'hano is by definition al pi halacha labeled as inaccessible because of the yisur hano. So the Gemara is bothered with this kashish that chometz b'pesach is ain't a b'shusoi because all yisur hano are ain't a b'shusoi. That's what the Ktsois has a Gemara in Bava Kama. The yisur hano, no, the yisur hano comes first. No. The Torah says that Chometz B'Pesach is also Ba'anor. When Pesach comes, there are two dinim, Bal Yiroh and Yisr Hanor. So the Torah says when it comes Pesach, the Chometz is also Ba'anor. Because the Chometz is also Ba'anor, even if it's sitting at my table, so I label it as Eina B'Shusoi, because it's inaccessible pi halacha, I'm also to use it. So it's Eina B'Shusoi, so the Gemara asks, so how do I violate?
Everything that's
lost
to me is not
b'shusi.
Everything, and I'll go all the way down.
Asa b'anor, asa b'anor, not asa b'achila. No, if I have macholos asos, I can feed it to my door. That's asa b'achila, muta
b'anor.
That's what he says. So he quotes the Ktsois, quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Hei, but the Gemara has a brisa by Shara Niska. You have a shor shahar gisa adam. So the Torah says you have to give the shor skila. And what if you didn't give the shor skila? What if you shech the shor? So the Gemara says shchot olacha shenig madinoi. Bisaray asa b'anor, because it says in the Chumash b'lo yiyachal as bisaray, and the Brisa asks me'achas shenemar that
shachne
shachla shor any deshi nevel and nevel asur b'achila. Of course, if you do skilos, it had no shchita. It's also b'achila. So why does it say b'lo yiyachal as bisaray? So must be elamat hamalam b'lo yiyachal afilu shachto l'achas shenig madino. It's asa b'anor. Why the Gemardin makes an isa hano? That's the pashim shat. So the Gemara says. And what if I have a shor on niskal, a shor shaharagasad, and my shor killed somebody, and Bezin grabs the shor and they make a gmardin, and before they have a chance to kill a shor, I take the shor and I sell it to somebody else. So the Gemara says, mach reina machur, hegdish reina mugdosh, if I sell it, the sale is not valid. And if I'm magdish it, the hegdish is not valid. So Rashi says, anad gemar, why is mach reina machur, hegdish reina mugdosh, of Rashi lefishayna bishusay. So the Ktsoi says Rashi is meduyik. He doesn't say Mefishayna Shaloi. There's no reason under the sun to say that Yisur HaNo is Enish Shaloi. Why should it be Enish Shaloi in the Hechefes? The Rabbi Shonim would disagree with the Ktsoi. That's what the Ktsoi said. The Ritvo and Sukhi quotes are right in the Furis like that Yisur HaNo is Enish Shaloi. But the Ktsoi doesn't have that. He just says it's not true. He says, the Gemara says, Shnei Dvarim Eile B'Shusha Shalodom, Chonz B'Pesach Eile B'Shusai, and Rashi in Bava Kama Dachnam Hei says, that if the Gemara Din of the Sharan Nisko Machor and Machor Ekdish and Mugdish, because they're in the Bishus, they don't say any Shaloi. So he says, Shaloi it is, there's no reason why it shouldn't be Shaloi. Just that it's any Bishus, because anything that's also Bano is inaccessible to me, even though it's on the table. So it's any Bishus, fine. So in Bava Kama Dachman, hey, we understand if it's any Bishus, you can't sell it, you can't be Magdish it, because that's Rabbi Yechanan's Din. That's Rabbi Yechanan has based on the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni, that in order to be a full Bailam to sell and to be Matkir and to be Magdish and to be played in Ma'aseh Sheni, you have to have Shaloi Bishus, you have to be a full Bailam. So that Gemara Bava Kama, the Brice, and Bava Kama Machrein, and Machrein, and Machrein, and Mugdash, we understand that Chomet, the Pesach, that Sharan Niskal, after Gemara Din is Asaba, no, Yisrael HaNo Zaini Bishusoi, so you can't sell, you can't be Magdish. But this Gemara in Psochim, and in Bava Kama it's talking about Yuva Bai Motze, and the memory of the Amora, it's a memory, it's not a brisa. The memory of the Amora poses the question, how do you ever violate Bai Yuva Bai Motze? It's impossible. If the Chomish, when it comes Pesach, is also Bano, and Yisrael HaNo Zeinu B'Shusoi, so how do you ever violate Bai Yuva Bai Motze? So the Amora says it's Exeris HaKosuv, Asan HaKosuv Kilayim B'Shusoi. So what does it mean? So you see, Mefurish, that the Pshat is, that's what it says. That Yisrael HaNo Reina B'Shusoi, and in order to violate Bayu Rabbi Matz, you have to have Shaloi U'B'Shusoi. And if it's any B'Shusoi, you shouldn't violate Bayu Rabbi Matz. But, let's say, if somebody steals my Chomer, it's on Purim, and I don't give it back till after Pesach, so I didn't violate Bayu Rabbi Matz, because it was any B'Shusoi, I didn't violate. But if I have Chomets on my table, I should also say, you should never violate Bayu Rabbi Matz. It's Yisrael HaNo, so it's Al-Pidin, any B'Shusoi. So that's the Xeris HaKosuv, that if it's on my table and it is accessible to me in Metzius, just al pi halacha, the halacha declares that it's in the Bishusoi, so the Torah says, Asoan HaKosuv Kilehem Bishus. That's how the Tzais learns the Gemara. That's how the Ramban learns the Gemara. That's how Tzais, the Rosh, the Goinim, half of the Paskim hold, much more than half of the Paskim hold, the Ruba of the Paskim hold, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. That in order to violate Bayi, or Bayi Matzei, you have to be a full Bayi Lumnai, or you have to have Shaloi, Uber Shusoi.
I'm very much in terms of Lavi Dili Yiddish. Because it's so Shiach for you, so maybe you can evolve that way. Maybe that's Gzeira.
The Ram says like that. The Ram on the first daf himself says that the din of Bal Yeroi Gufa is a Gzeira. It's a Harchoka de Raisa. Usually we use the Harchoka as the Rabban. The Ram says no. Bal Yeroi Bai Matzah is a Gzeira de Raisa because Lavi Dili Yin Shiminei. So the Torah forbid you from having in your ownership lest you lead it. But how do you want to lead up to this? Why you should violate?
Right.
Okay, that could be the reason why the one enemy should say you don't violate by your. But if this kind of enemy should, you do. Could be. Could. Tamei al atzmecha. Yes, Aglini says Tamei al atzmecha. He disagrees with the Chacham. Whoever heard how could Chacham pass off the Yosef Ano? So all Achrayim asked, what kind of a wild lotion Tamei al atzmecha? Why does he get so excited? So he suggested, maybe that's why, because if it were Asa Bahanoa, how could you ever violate Bayi Rabbi Matzah? Exactly this kash? Maybe? This is one pshat that the Ktsoi says that many Achrayim assume. But others do not learn the Gemara like that. The Ravid, quoted by the Ritvo and Sukkah, says Mefurish, that Yisuri HaNoa Reina Shaloi, not just Reina Bishusi, he says that it's Reina Shaloi. And the mark of Reina Shaloi is this Gemara. When the Gemara says, Shnei Dvar Meina Bishusa Shalodim, so the Ravid says, it's Lav Dav Keina Bishusoi. It doesn't have to do with the Machlegs of the Echon HaMishlokish, where the Reina Bishusoi is a full Baal, not a full Baal, it's irrelevant. Even if you hold that Reina Bishusa is a full Baal, but Chometz B'Pesach is still a problem. Why? Because Yisuri HaNoa Reina Shaloi. Should be Yenish Aloy. And in order to violate by Rabbi Matzah, it has to be Shalcha. Leirol HaChacham, it has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, there's no by Rabbi Matzah. So that's the Chiddush. Asan HaKosuv Kilohein B'Shusa. It doesn't mean Kilohein B'Shusa. It means
Loi.
Asan HaKosuv Kilohein Shaloi. That's the Chiddush.
So he gave you from what I hope to do. According to that, you wouldn't be fired because they have B'Shusa.
No, the Rishonim say that a Pikadon is always called Bishusa, because I can always get it back. A Geneve is Eina Bishusa, but a Pikadon is called Bishusa. Sell it's not his?
Yeah.
Christ is not a problem.
Christ is not a problem. Not Bishusa, if you sell.
So this is the issue that the Paskim bring up.
and it comes Pesach.
Chomer, he's supposed to follow.
Hey, priest,
wait. The chomets is also about Noah.
The whole bus is also about
Noah. The bus b'chol can't be chomets. How can it be chomets?
There was bread in the tomb.
The bus of the chalav is also manah. The bread is not also manah. The bread just has a bleed. Okay.
The
okay.
Easter beginning
came before Pesach. Yeah. I mean, I should not violate by you or by Mazen. Okay. Enochanah. Okay. The same is Gigam with the chomets. Okay. The same is Gigam with the chomets. Like that Yehuda says, you don't violate by you or by Mazen. This is the point that the Paskin bring out regarding stocks. They raise the shaila if a person has shares in a liquor company or any other corporation that has a bottle of schnapps or anything. Every company has a bottle of schnapps in the office. So the shaila is, do all the stockholders violate Balyura by Motsirna? So many poskim amekel for various reasons. So Rab David Karlina has a tshuva where he says that in order to violate by Rabbi Motzi, you have to have shaloyu b'shusa, kamuvor b'rov ha-poskim. He quotes the Rosh and the Gainim and the Ramban HaChumash and the Ktois. He doesn't quote the Ktois. He never likes to quote Achim. He only quotes Rishon. So Mendel Zaks of Hanukkah used to say in yeshiva that because Rav David Karlina and the Sheila Zod, because he never liked to look in Achronim, so that's why people don't look in his Torah. He's also an Achronim, so you follow him and you don't look in his Torah. So Rav David Karlina has in the Sheila Zod, he wrote the Piskei Halachos on the Rambam Hilchos Ishus that they use in all these shivas, and he has Sheila Zod that's not used so often. He writes very modern, he writes he doesn't have any Achronim, doesn't have a Shagas Aryeh, doesn't have any Achronim, but that's, he didn't have. So the Sheilas David writes this, he's the first one I think to be done on the stocks. So he says that even though Taket Shaloi, but it's Ainu B'Shusoi, why? Because he cannot balabat. I'm going to go into the corporation, I'm going to start telling them how they should run the business. So that's completely Ainu B'Shusoi. So since it's Ainu B'Shusoi, so he says it's not Bali Rabbi Ma. That's what he writes. He says that he's writing this, yeah, it's in excess, he's writing this cooler, he's writing the cooler on the condition that another two G'doyle have poskin will be masking with him. Otherwise it should be bottom of Ugly, he shouldn't accept this cooler. No, that's one cooler that many poskin, more than two poskin have agreed to. Say Rabbi Jufanshan is masking with that, other G'doyle are masking with that. That it's called Eina B'Shusa. Others tiny that maybe it's even more than Eina B'Shusa. Rabbi Tzela Panavizha has in his tshuvas in Zecha Yitzchak. Rabbi Tzela Panavizha was a Rosh Hashiva though. Rabbi Tzela Panavizha was a Rosh Hashiva. He was the biggest. Rab Chaim considered him the biggest Baal Mechadesh of all. He was the biggest Goyen, the wildest of all. So the many Gdolim didn't like when he passed in Shailas. They said that it's too wild. It's good for Tyrus, for Yeshivas. But not, he was a Rosh Hashiva in Panavizha. He used to make fun of him. One of the Gdolim made fun. One of the Bali Musa, in fact, was making fun of Abitzala. He didn't like the whole style. Such a big, wild Baal Mechadesh and so on. So he said, he can visualize it. The Marshal would be alive. Marshal would finish with the Maker Yeshiva and Panovich. Who would they appoint to say the Shia? The time of the Marshal, they give the Mechina Shia to. He's good for the first level Shia. Okay, Yeshua, it's better to give him the next Shia. Who gets the top Shia? Abitzala Panovich. Because he's such a wild Baal Mechadesh. So Rabbi Tzela has a lot of wild tshuvas in the Zecha Yitzchak. So he has a tshuva about the stocks also. So he raises the issue that other poskim before and after him also discussed that maybe when you have shares in a corporation, maybe we shouldn't consider it a shutzis at all. That I own a hundredth of 1% in the schnapps and you own a hundredth of 1% in the schnapps and so on. Maybe pshat is that the corporation owns everything, and I have a schus. The Balei Hamanoya is those who have shares have the schus to get part of the profits, but it's not that we really should them. The government considers it like that because there's limited liability, so we say that the corporation owns everything. There's a dummy body that's called the corporation, and they own all of the profit, and they own the chametz, and the stockholders, the shareholders, don't really own any shares in anything.
Right? They don't come to me to collect the money.
Yeah, that's part of their school.
It's not an Indian of physical possession.
Right, yeah. And that's the shiloh, whether the halacha recognizes this knetch or not. Right, that's the shiloh. Does the halacha recognize this din of the malchus or not, that let's say you have a bank, that's a corporation, and the bank is lending beribis to Jews?
Yes.
So if I go and I borrow... Kemat all the banks have Jewish owners, have Jewish shutzim, except for the Arab banks, etc. except for the banks that are controlled in Gamsen by the Arabs, and they don't allow any Jewish Shutzpah. Every other bank in the world has Jewish Shutzpah, it's not shy.
Yeah.
So if I borrow a large enough amount of money, so I'm borrowing a Shavaput Beribis from a Yisrael, so the Shilas isn't it an Issa? How can any Jew ever borrow any money from any bank and he agrees to pay ribis? The Hanisa derais of borrowing the ribis should be us. There's some paskim tied it in Europe that they came up with different hamtsuas. Many held it as takos, and some held it as mutter. Ham getain it that I think the Kitzur Shon also said that it's us. You know? Now they borrow from the bank the ribis.
Tenis.
Okay, here's the representative. Okay. So the so some says
actually had a problem.
No, they settled already. Yeah.
Who said?
Yeah. So some paskim taina, Marshag has a shuv and others have it like this. So some paskim taina that the money in the bank doesn't really belong to the Jewish shutzim. They put in their money and the money now belongs to the corporation. And the corporation is not Jewish, it's not Goyish, and the corporation is lending money to the Jews. So that's not an Issa Ribis. Another taina, no. That halacha doesn't recognize this dummy ownership, the dummy organization of the corporation. That you are the people that put in the money are mamish the owners. Either have limited liabilities, okay. So there's limited liabilities, but it doesn't mean that they're not owners. That's the deal. So regarding the stocks, some poskim say that even though it is shalom, because we don't recognize this dinim achus of the dummy corporation owning all the chametz, it's sheli mamish, but it's ain't a bishusi because they have no day at all. And Aditzel, Panavision, Adigdolim, Taina, no, it's not even Shali, you don't own anything, the corporation owns it. And Adigdolim, Taina, differently. There's a Sefer, Aryeh de Be'iloa, one of the big friends, he was a Talmud of the Ktsoi Sachosh. He was the Shver, he was the father-in-law of the Divya Yecheskel, the Shinova. Divya Yecheskel was the son of the Divya Chaim, the sons. Anyway, so he has a knockout Shuvah Sefer. Aryeh de Be'iloa means a tiger. He calls himself the tiger. He considers his Shuvah really. He devours everybody else's. Meiridik, Leir Neiros. Taki has interesting chuvas. Very stark chuvas. So Aryeh de Be'iloa has a chuva about this. He has Goran Einfam. He says, let's say if I have 1% of the liquor company, and other people have 99% of the liquor. Zokter, my chametz is bottled to shishim, so I don't violate Aryeh de Be'iloa. Why? Because. Before Pesach, Kodim at Pesach, Chametz is bottled Mishishim. Did Pesach, is not bottled. But if the Taruvus occurred before, so then even when it comes to Pesach, we don't say Chayz Vinyan, unless it's Yavish B'Yavish. But this is the Chlach Balah. So he says that if you have a share of less than Shishim, it's not that Chametz is mixed into non-Chametz. Chametz is mixed in with Chametz. But my Chametz is mixed in with other people's Chametz, the Goy's Chametz, other people's Chametz. And he claims, that's an interesting Kiddush, he claims that my Chametz is bottled B'Shishim and the rest of the Chametz that's not my Chametz. But that's the halacha, that Kodem HaPesach, Chametz is bottled B'Shishim. That's the Vilna Goyen claims that's the Shitas HaRamam. The Ramam Shita is that you do say Chayz Avinir, that even though the Chametz was bottled B'Shishim before Pesach, when it comes Pesach, it's Chayz Avinir. So the Goyen says, why? The beer HaGron HaRacham, so he says that beer. Because Chametz Kodem HaPesach is Heter, so Heter, the Heter loy bottle. So when does it begin to become bottle? When it comes Pesach, Pesach is B'Mashahu. Chametz and Pesach is B'Mashahu. That's what the Goyim says is the Shita Sarama. But we don't pass like that. We pass that the Chametz Kodem HaPesach is bottle B'Shishim. And it's not, then it's not Chayz HaVinir on Pesach unless it's Yavish B'Yavish. That's the Chilik of the Ramah there. But Yavish B'Yavish, you say Chayz HaVinir.
Why is it bottle B'Shishim? Every time bottle B'Shishim. What is bottle? The thing that's awesome is bottle because it's less than there's more restriction.
Mm-hmm.
But here, how can you say that?
The same thing. Chiddush Nifla. I think it's a Chiddush Nifla in the yard. Half of a fella. If anybody, to each person, the shan is whether he's violating by Rabbi Matzah. So Darius Bay Law says if any individual Jew owns less than Shishim of the total ownership of the corporation, so he says it's bottled the Shishim and the others. It's a chiddush that should be called bottled the Shishim. Chametz b'chametz is all the same thing. It's the exact same thing. So that my chametz is bottled in the chametz that's not mine. So he said, that's the same thing, that I only violate by Rabbi Mota on my chomets. If it's not my chomets, I don't violate.
During the year, if a little bit of liquor of mine falls into your liquor, do I say that it comes bottle? You have to give it back to me.
Morris says that you don't say, you have to give it back.
You have to be. So he also, I mean, even though it's with others, but it's not bottle, because they have to give it back to me.
But it's Mamayna like bottle, they have to give it back. But with respect to the Issa Bal Yerayim, then he times that it is bottle. It's a chiddush.
It has nothing to do with the corporation. I mean, supposing 61 people.
Shutfus. Right. The Ari Debayim Loi lived. Right. He lived before they had corporations. The Ari Debayim Loi lived before corporations. So he goes on shutfus. Right. He goes on shutfus. In fact, he doesn't talk about corporate. He talks about a different case that a Jew and a goy had a shutfus on beer.
I mean, 61
right.
beer.
Right.
And
right.
Now they open it on
right. He has a tshuva l'alocha that a Jew and a goy had a shutfus on beer, and the Jew didn't sell a chometz, but the Jew owned less than 50% of the shutfus. The goy owned 2/3, and the Jew owned 1/3. So he violated by Rabbi Motzi. So the shaila is, what about after Pesach? Does it become chometz or la Pesach? So he passes in his tshuva, no. For us, no. So he says that chad betrays bottle. So minatayra mederaisa chad betrays bottle. Even though it's lach balach, you only need shish mederabban. So minatayra chad betrays bottle. So you didn't violate by your rabbi matz minatayra. I'm mederabban and you did violate by your rabbi matz. But it's mavur in the poskim that the only time you have the knas of chomet sh'ov ala pesach is if you violated by your deraisa. But since it is not by your deraisa because it's chad betrays bottle, that my beer is bottle and his beer, so that chad the trade bottle, so therefore there's no bayirah deraisa, so therefore there's no chomesh al alatas. And he writes this tshuva with that, the tzirup of two other gedolim. He relies on his own, he's mutma, that's what he said. These are the stories that people rely on, huh? Sasha.
What is the one discussion, if you insure somebody who has chomesh, you have your highest, are you not really the owner as well?
There is a Gemara. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk from La Yimotzei that even if the chomet belongs to a nachri, but I'm a kabbalah chrayis on it, as the Gemara mentioned before, so I also violate by Rabbi Motzi. Even though I'm not a full bialim at all, I'm just roitzi b'kiyumai, I'm just a kabbalah chrayis. So that's a limud, a yafusa from a pasuk that I still violate by Rabbi Motzi. However, so then I should have a problem. So then Taisvis and the Rishonim say on that Gemara, that's what all that's not the Yehuda and all the posts can say. That's only if I'm the Kabbalah Rais and Chemke Shalnachri Bushusi. So I have it's Bushusi and I call it Shali because I was Makabalah Rais. Shali means Rotsa Bikiuma. But what happens if I'm the Kabbalah Chomet and Chemke Shalnachri Bushusanachri? I'm in the insurance business. And I'm the Kabbalah Rais and his Chomet, but it's in his bakery, it's not in my Rishut. So then Taisvis and the Rishonim say, that then is not Ba'yirah Ba'yimot. Because in order to have Ba'yirah, you have to have Shaloi Uber Shusai. So here the Kabbalah Sachrais is considered Shaloi, because we say Shaloi doesn't have to really be literally Shaloi and ownership of Chesh Mishpat. If you're in the Kabbalah Sachrais, also called Shaloi, but you still need Bishusa. Mm-hmm. So that you don't have. Yeah.
Anyway, the insurance company, not the person who's writing the insurance policy, is only an intermediary.
Right, right. It
doesn't matter.
Right, unless it's a Jewish. No, a lot of people sell us stuff. No, the only shaila is if you sell your stocks when it comes to the mechiras chometz, is the sale valid or not? Because the din of machlusa declares you can't just sell stocks like that. There are klolim how you have to sell stocks. And din of machlusa between a Jew and a nachri is binding between two Jews. Din of machlusa gate nishtak. But between a Jew and a goy, there is a law of din of machlusa dina. So if I'm selling my stocks to a Nachri, it's not valid. So if I'm selling my stocks to a Nachri, I should say Dina Machlus Adina, that the sale is not valid. So how do I violate, how do I avoid my Bali Rabbi Motzi? If you don't hold from these coolers, if you don't hold from these three coolers. So the Poskim will say Pe'achot based on the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim has a famous tshuva where in his days the government used to take sales tax from everything you sold. And they said that whoever doesn't pay sales tax, the sale is not recognized, the sale is not valid. So when he used to fakreif the chometz, all of his chassidim, he never used to pay sales tax. So the shaila was, if the Dina Machlusa says that the sale is not valid, so Dina Machlusa is binding between Anochri and Yisrael, so the whole Mechiras chometz is not valid. So the Divrei Chaim tainid, it's a little bit of a joke, but he tainid, and his tainid was accepted. That the only time the government charges sales taxes when it's a real sale, when I'm selling you something and you're going to keep it. But over here, where the whole purpose of the sale is for religious purposes, to do a haramah, it's a legal fiction. It's not illegal, but it's a legal fiction. It's only for purposes of haramah. So he said that the queso wouldn't charge tax to Kiyah government. He wouldn't be interested in charging tax once, and then when the guy sells it back, he charge tax again. Then they went and they asked the king, and he said, Anachanami, Avadi's masking. It's only for religious purposes. It's not a real, they're not really interested in doing business or selling. So the government wouldn't be interested in charging the tax. So that's what Paskim assumed today also regarding the stocks, that when you have these rules and regulations, if you're really selling stocks, if the other guy's going to keep it, you're going to avoid the Gamarna. So then you have rules and regulations. When is the sale valid? When is not? But if you're only selling the stocks for the purpose of avoiding Balyaro or Balyamotzei, it's not a valid sale, but the guy's not really interested in keeping it. He wants to sell it back. He only wants to facilitate. He only wants to help us out that we shouldn't violate Balyaro or Balyamotzei. So then the Dida Malchusa doesn't care what you do. Sell it however you want. They don't give any rules and regulations there. Because it's not really a transaction for business purposes. Transactions for religious purposes.
What
that's
if
what we
mean by matana? You would give you matana, matana not lahatik. You give it stock or your chumash away or your stock, you say, I give my stock away to a goy, for pesa. Matana not lahatik. Would that be...
So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that that's a machlek of the tzais and the nesivis. But if you give matana not lahatik, have you avoided by your rabbi matana? Machlek is a chosh mishnah. So because of the machlek is we don't do it. We don't rely on matana not lahatik. So we make a mechir, then we buy it back. Right. That's the kasha. That's how come it works by Esther and it doesn't work over here. So the nesivus gives a chiluf.
Why? When they make the mechira tameh, I think what they usually do is the trick is they say that you pay this much and then after Pesach you have to pay another $1 million. And then when you can't pay $1 million after Pesach,
not a million, they have to pay the true value.
They make a very, very high price.
No,
and
no,
then
no.
When they say, you can't pay that, and the whole opinion
falls apart. No. They say the sale is valid as of today, Erev Pesach in the morning. And the guy pays a little bit, he pays a few dollars. And then he has to pay the rest, the true value of all the farmers. Yeah, of course. If he doesn't want to pay, we will be happy to buy it back from him. It's not that the sale is not valid, we buy it back from the guy. No, the sale is wrong.
I mean, even if they wanted to charge, they could add the sales tax to that high price at the end anyway, and say he didn't pay it anyway. So
no, they'll pay the sales tax also. If he turns out at the end that he wants to have it, so he'll pay for the whole thing and pay the tax also. Fine, why not? The mechira is chometzism.
And all these things, the coolest of all these things is all the Torah wants is a gilui daat, and he doesn't want it.
And the right to the gilui, yeah.
They're not even saying that they're using. Mm-hmm. They reference to something from the one level, and another level, the same thing, where
you can make a shliach.
That's the coolest of all the things, I
think.
That's the idea of a difference between shliach or shliach. If somebody sells me, it makes me for shliach to sell the chumash, and then I go and make another wolf to make a shliach. I don't have a goy. That's a very thing from shliach to shliach. I'm shliach to shliach.
Yeah. No, but he's saying a different shaila. I asked two different rabbanim to sell the chumash to me.
Oh.
It's a different shaila. Different. Yeah. Different shaila.
You want to be mahane to a wolf?
No. So the only the first sale is valid. Different, that's okay. I saw one rabbi the shliach for this chometz and different rabbi shliach. That's not a problem. On the same chometz, that on the same. The Achrayim say you really should leave the keys. The Achrayim say you really should leave the keys. If you don't leave the keys, there's a lack of smichas da'as.
You have to tell who you sell, where you got the chometz, and what place.
Right.
Now that we don't leave the keys, what do you say?
So you should write down how one is able to get into the apartment. You have to write down on the harshoa if the guy is interested in getting
the
apartment on
this.
So
what does that mean? To the apartment?
Either the robber, you write down which neighbor has the keys. Who has the keys? The Achrayim have a whole discussion on the topic of Mechiras Chometz. Isn't it a harama? It's a legal fiction. Do we allow harama? Do we not allow harama? So they point out the Tosfos on the first daf in Bchoris has the following din. There is a mitzvah of Maisa Behema. That if the farmer has 10 animals born in his flocks during the course of the year, he's obligated to be Mafrish Maisa Behema as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and the owner eats the flesh. There's a din of Chorbein Torah. If my cow gives birth, the first blood is a Zohar, so it has a Kedusha as Chorbein Torah, and you have to give it to the Kohen, and he's Makrav it Agabi Hamizbech. So the Gemara says, what if you make a Shutfis with a Nochri? What if you have a non-Jewish partner? So then the whole din of Bechor Behema Dara doesn't apply, and the whole din of Maisa Behema doesn't apply either. So the Gemara wants to know, is it permissible to make a shutfis with a Nochri or not? If I happen, I want to make big business and I have to have a shutfis and I need a goy, Tavar is mutter, but Meretach over here, I don't need him as a shutfis. I only want to bring him in as a shutfis, as a haroma, in order to pater myself from Maisa Behema, in order to pater myself from Bechor Behema Dara. So the Gemara is...
From both sides
or one
side,
so let's see over here. I'm selling to a
Nochri,
so I'm making a haram by okay. So the Gemara says that it's not allowed. The Gemara says that you're not permitted to make a shutfis with a Nochri in order to avoid the din of Maisa Behema or in order to avoid the din of Korban Torah. But Tosfos says that Bizman Hazeh we do it all the time. If you have a farmer, we tell him you have to go make a shutfis with a Nochri, otherwise you're going to get stuck. So how can we do it all the time if the Gemara says that you're not allowed to, and one of the Chachamim was punished? The Gemara says that he made a harame, that he made a shutfis with a Nochri in order to be exempt from the din of Bechor Behema Torah, and then the whole flock died. The whole flock of animals died as a punishment for using this legal loophole, using this legal fiction. So how come Taisus says, how come Bizman Hazeh we do it all the time? And for Taisus there's a difference. That Bizman Shebiz HaMikdash HaYakayom, and if you have a Bechor Behema Torah, you makriv it on the Mizbech, and if you have a Maisa Behema, you makriv it on the Mizbeach, and you're a Chacham, you're a wise guy, you go ahead, you make a Haram in order to avoid HaKrov HaGabi HaMizbeach, so then you're not allowed to do that. That's a Haram in order to avoid the Mitzvah. But Bizman Hazeh, you're not going to be makriv it on the Mizbech anyway, so the Mitzvah you can't fulfill. So what's the Haram? You should let the Bechor Behema Torah be born, and if it's a Zohar, it should have Kedusha's Bechor, and you should wait till it gets a Mum, and then you lead it. So if you do a Haroma, what is your Haroma accomplishing? Not that you're pattering yourself from the Mitzvah. No, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to fulfill any Mitzvah. You're avoiding the Avera. Like this, we are afraid that you may violate the Avera. You may Shech the Behema, it'll be Shech the Chutz. May Shech the Behema Chutz from Migdash before it gets a Mum. So we're doing a haram in order to avoid, by mistake, having somebody shech the behemah b'chutz before it gets a mum. So Tosfos is mechalek between haram and mitzvahs as opposed to haram and averus. If it's bizman amigdosh and you have a bechor behemah torah and you're supposed to be makriv et agami mizbeach, you have a mitzvah, and you do a haram and you pater yourself on the mitzvah, so what's the bottom line? You didn't do the mitzvah. So you're not allowed to do that. You've won down the possibility of doing a mitzvah. Let's say before Pesach, I'll take all the shmura matzah and throw it into the ocean. It won't have any shmura matzah. So come Pesach, the onus of mona patch won't have any matzahs. So you'll be honest, you won't have, but you won't have the mitzvah either. Mm-hmm. You'll be honest, you won't have done it. You will have not violated any averis, but you will have not fulfilled the mitzvah either. But when it comes to isurim, do all the haramas you want, as long as you don't violate the averis, isn't it? Let's say there's an averis to shave. If you assume that it's mutter to use an electric shave, if it's also it's also. But assuming that it's mutas, you're going to say it's a harame, because the Torah wants that every Jewish man should have a beard, and he's using a harame, and he's shaving off the beard by Yishmael Heta. The Torah wants he shouldn't eat chazir, and I eat some imitation chazir, so it's a harame. The Torah doesn't want you should eat chametz b'pesach, and I have kosher l'pesach rolls that taste just like chametz, looks like it, smells like it, tastes like. What kind of harame? If I didn't violate the aver, it's not aver, what do I care what it looks like, what do I care what it smells like? If I didn't do the aver, you can't speak of harame when it comes to aver. If you didn't do the aver, it's mutter, a heter gomer. When it comes to mitzvahs, if you do a haram and it comes out l'besof that you don't have the mitzvah, take the mitzvah, so you're left without a mitzvah. That's what Tosfos is mechalek on the first daf on Beis and Chayres between haram and mitzvahs as opposed to haram and aver. So that's what the poskim say regarding Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzi.
That applies to tzitzis?
That's the Gemara. It depends. If the derech o'ilam, the Gemara Menachas Daf Memalov says, Rav Kitene went out of his way. All the normal people above all, the goyim, the eden, everybody wore four-corner garments. That was normal. Rav Kitene went out of his way for some reason or another, and he wore a dafke, a different garment that didn't have four corners. So the malach came and he said he's going to punish him for doing a haroma. He says, in the summer you don't wear abba garments, in the winter you don't wear, we're going to punish you. So why is he going to be punished? Because he did a haroma and a mitzvah sesa. Because the derech olam was that everybody wore four-corner garments. He went out of his way in order not to become a chuyven in a mitzvah. So in mitzvahs, you're not permitted to do harot. So that's what the paskin. Right. Because we're not going to give it to a kohen anyway. The kohen is not going to eat it anyway. The only shail is the isa tevel. It's the haram on an isa.
That's not haram.
Oh, so Mechiras Chomet is like this. There is an Isser of Bal Yerah Bayi Motzeh, and there is a Mitzvah of Tashbisus. If you're going to sell all of the Chomet that you have, Hakol, Bakol, Mikol, and you're not going to destroy anything, then L'chari you're doing a Haram on a Mitzvah Seseh. The Derech HaTev, I have Chomet in my possession. I have a bottle of Schnapps. I have some rolls. And then instead of destroying it, I'm Erev Pesach. If I ate it up, it's good. I'm not mechuyev to leave over, like the Minchas Chana says. You have to leave something over in Erev Pesach, you know, to destroy it. You're not mechuyev. So if b'derech hateva I eat it all up, so I have no mitzvah of tashbis. But if b'derech hateva I have so much schnapps that I'm not going to finish it, so then I have a mitzvah to destroy the schnapps. I don't go and I don't destroy it. I fakoyev the chametz. So that's a haram and a mitzvah sesay. So that you're not allowed to do. But if I have so much chametz, and I sell 99% of the chametz and I leave over 1% of the chametz. So 1% of the chametz I am going to burn. So what do I care if I sell all that chametz? I sold the chametz, I don't violate by your Rabbi Matzah on that 99%, not by destroying it, but rather by selling it. Haram Analai says that by your Rabbi Matzah is Hefter Gomer, that's not a problem. The only thing is, but how can you do haram to undo the whole mitzvah of Tashbisu? So I'll leave over a little chametz, I'll burn.
Now
leave over Kazai's chametz and I'll burn the Kazai.
What about if I want to sell the whole house to a guy, leave over just a little bit to the kind of need of keep his chametz in order not to spin up the house, like you don't have to worry about all the chametz stuff and leave out.
Right, so the Mishnah Brura quotes the machlekes between the Binyan Olam and the Chassam Sofer. He says that the machlekes, if I have a big home, let's say I have ten rooms in the home, and one room I'm going to rent to the Nochri with all of the chametz in that room. So when I'm bayit chametz, I have to be bayit chametz in all 10 rooms. There are only 9 rooms. The 10th room that has the chametz, I'm going to leave the chametz there. I'm going to rent that room to the Nochri anyway. Maybe I don't have to be bayit chametz in that room. So the Binyan Olam says, logical. He says, but when it comes Leil Yudalad, Leil Bedikas Chametz, you didn't rent it to the Goy yet. It's still yours. So the Gemara says, you're mechuyev to do Bedikas Chametz. Ah, you plan to rent it to the Goy tomorrow. The rabbi is going to rent it to the Goy tomorrow morning, but you didn't rent it yet. So right now you're mechuyev to be Bedikas Chametz in that room, even though you're going to pile up all the Chametz in that room. You have to be Bedikas Chametz. And the Chassam Sofer has, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chassam Sofer, which is only one paragraph. He writes the Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph and Alchem. It's only one paragraph, the whole Shuvah. Two paragraphs, one paragraph on this, one paragraph on a different shayla. Two shaylas in one, for money at once, for price alone. So he has one paragraph, he writes, he doesn't quote the Binyan Olam, the contemporaries, but he writes, the minhag olam is that the room that you're going to rent to the Nochri and you're going to leave all the chametz in that room, the minhag olam is that you're not bayit chametz in that room. Aye, but he says, what do you need the whole bedikas chametz for? So let's say I'm going to go away to the Shviga. So I'll rent out the whole house to the Nochri and I won't have to be bayit chametz at all. So he says, no. That's a haram against the mitzvah, the mitzvah minatar, whatever, of tashbisu, of bedikah and beer, either minatara or midirabbana, like we discussed before. There is a kiyum esrei, not just an isur esrei of tashbisu. If you all like Rabbi Yehuda, it's avada kiyum esrei deraisa. If you all like the chachamim, the hashbisasa b'chol dover, so maybe Rab Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch haRaya, there's no kiyum esrei on a level of deraisa, but on a level of the Rabbanon, there is a key message. The Haraya, you say a bracha al biur chametz, you can do bedike and biur and bikla and so on. So at least with the Rabbanon, there is a key message of tashbis. It's not just an isures. So he says, if I have two apartments, and I'm going to rent one apartment to the Nochri, then I'm going to be bedike chametz in the other apartment. It's fine. So I'm not being like, if you have 100 units of chametz, I'm selling 99, and I'm going to fulfill tashbis on one. So fine. So I'll fulfill tashbis on the one. So he says, if I have two apartments and I'll rent one whole apartment to the Nochri and the other apartment, I'll be bayit chametz, is fine. But if I'm going to go to the Shviga for Pesach, and I'm going to go to my brother for Pesach, so the bedikas chametz by the Shviga, by the brother, is their mitzvah. That's not my mitzvah. Even if I do it for them, I'm their shliach, but it's their mitzvah. It's the mitzvah on the Baal HaBayit to do the bedikas chametz in his home. So if I only have one apartment, I'm going to rent away the whole apartment to the Nochri, so that's a haram on the mitzvah that you're not allowed to do.
What if
the only shail is, what if I'm going to rent?
How do you do the deco on the half which is all full of
for one room.
You have to do the bedikah. You have to be quite a kind of whole house. Yeah, you have to do bedikas chomes. The night before you're about to leave, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be by the chomes.
I did last night, I did one room.
Oh, that's the shaila. That's what you're raising a shaila. What if I'm going to, I want to rent, I have 10 rooms, and I want to rent all 9 rooms to the guy, and I just want to be right to B'dikas Chum someone. That's a shaila. Okay. So that's a new shaila. Oh, no. That's a shaila. Okay. That's a new shaila. The Gemara says that after you do the B'dikas Chometz, the Gemara says then you have to be Mevatel Chometz. What is the idea of Bitl? And the Gemara says Mederaisa B'Bitl B'Al Masagim. And I tell you, if you're Mevatel Chometz, that's sufficient. That's on Dav Dalar and Beis. I mean, I tell you, if you're Mevatel Chometz, that's sufficient to remove the whole Dina by Rabbi Mat. It's only Mederabbana that you have to first do B'dikas Chometz, and then following the B'dikah, you have to do the Bitl at night. What is the concept of Bitl Chometz? So there's a Machlokes on that Gemara between Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and a group of Rishonim on the one hand, as opposed to Tosfos on the other hand. Tosfos' sheet is that since it says Nechumish Leirah Lecho Chometz Leirah Lechosor, and the Gemara Darshan Shalchoy Ateroya Avol Ateroya Shalachayim Shal Gavoya, that's the Gemara, the Brisa and Daf Hamad Beis, that you only violate by Rabbi Motz if the Chometz belongs to you. But if the Chometz belongs to Hegdish, or the Chometz belongs to Anochri, or the Chometz belongs to anybody else, so then there's no violation about your Rabbi Matzah. So Tosfos says, Bitl means that I'm mafke the Chometz. If the Chometz is not mine, so there's no by your Rabbi Matzah. That's what Tosfos says. So Lemaise, according to Tosfos, Bitl is not a kiyuma mitzvah of Tashbisu. Bitl is a haram. Bitl is not what we do, Mechiras Chometz, the dreidel that we thought that we discovered in America, Shteit Shon in the Gemara. That's what Bitl Chometz is. You mafke the Chometz, you mafke the Chometz. The same for Kaifin Sagoy, I'm afkazayin the Chomet, same thing, as long as not my Chomet, I haven't violated by Yeroi Bai Matzah. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. But Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ran all learn differently. They say that that's not Pshat. That's Tacha Haram. It's Haram on a Mitzvah Sesi. How can you do a Haram on a Mitzvah Sesi? It's one Taina.
Tosfos says that you can be very successful through and Tashbisu just to have. I lost it.
No. Not Tashbisu. No. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, then it's Machlokes Rabbeinu and Rabbanan. How do you do it? Dafke b'Sreifa v'Chol Dovah. Tosfos just says if you're Mevat l'chomitz, that means that you're Mafke l'chomitz. If you're Mafke, it's not yours. So that's a Harama. That's like a Mechiras Chomitz. So you've gotten rid of the Chomitz with that. So you don't have any.
You didn't sell it. You
don't have any mitzvah of Tashbisu. No, you don't have any mitzvah of Tashbisu.
You
like you sold all your Chomitz to the girl.
Can you be marked
or
something?
Yeah,
come to
the
right,
you could.
You can. You can. The Gemara says in the Dor, the Gemara has a din with the Rabbanan, when you mark a karka, you can only be marked in the presence of 3 people. One should have the ability to be zeicha, and the other 2 should be able to testify that I was marked and that he was zeicha. But that's only by karka, it's not by metalfa. That's how the Rambam writes.
Just to go into your house and take if it had to. Could I go in and take it? Could a goy go in and take it?
Strictly speaking, not. On Shemitah, the Gemara says in the Dorin, when the Torah says that the Perish Shvi, it's Ashvi, Tishmetano, and Tashta, the Pasuk of Mishpatim, so the Gemara says in the Dorin, during Shnas HaShemitah, when the Perish HaHefker, the ground is not Hefker, but for the purpose of getting to the Perish,
like
the ground is Hefker. Everybody has the right to walk into my field in order to get the Perish. But that's only the Dina Torah of Shemitah, the Glat. If I'm after my Perish in the middle of the year, not in the Shemitah year, so then if I'm not mafke my soda, they have no right to get it. But still, I don't violate by Rabbi Matz. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. And Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban and many other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, and they say that that's not the Pshat. It's the Haram. What do you mean? Mideraisa, the Bitl, the Al Masagi, and Achanami, the Bitl, it's good enough, it's a Haram, but you're not supposed to use a Haram. The Gemara says he lost all of his flock. The whole flock of behemoths died because he used the haram against the mitzvah in the Torah. So I can use the haram to avoid fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu. I mafkir everything and I don't fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's one taina against Tosfos. And the second taina, possibly. But once midirabbanan they are mistaken b'diko b'itu, so midirabbanan it's a key mitzvah, right? But the Gemara just says on a level of deraisa, right? Midiraisa the b'itul be'al mistaken, but midirabbanan they are mistaken b'dike. So they midrabban, they declared that Tashbisu is the key in Ma'asei Sedeh, and it's also just to rely on people. Okay, that could be. But another taina that the Achronim point out is that Rashi on Daf Hei Amud Beis comments when the Braisa says Shalchoy Ateroy Aval Ateroy Shalachirim Shalgavoya, the Rashi says Anachirim Nochrim. Achirim means Nochrim. He doesn't say Achirim somebody else's comments. He says Nochrim. So the Bnei Yeshua and the Vilna Goyim and the Bir Agro, Bnei Yeshua on his Daf, and the Or Chodosh has on his Daf and Baita on Daf and Daf and Vav and the famous Rashi and Mavav Kates Mafish Chalav Betumah. So all the big Achronim all say that Rashi's opinion seems to be that Chemtza Shal Yisrael Lacha Bushu Si, I do violate Ba'i Yirah Ba'i Matzah. A lot of the students always ask the Shaila. In Yeshiva, they don't have the Shaila. But let's say a Jewish student goes to Columbia and he shares a dorm room with other Jews who are not observing. So the other Jews have chametz in their room. And they're not interested in selling the chametz and burning the chametz and eating it up before Pesach. They're going to leave the chametz there in the room. So the Shaila is, do I violate Ba'i Yirah Ba'i Matzah and his chametz? It has nothing to do with me. And not Shabbos Fazich. I have nothing to do with his comments. We're not shooting. So the Pashto says that, no, how do I violate by Rabbi Matzah? So the Achrenim point out that it's not so Pashto that Rashi translates Acherim Shal Nachrim. And the Achrenim say that according to Rashi, Chemtzah Shal Yisrael Acher, I violate by Rabbi Matzah, even if like people all of Achrayim. The Rosh quotes the Goyim who talk about Mafkit because Mishal Chometzah Yisrael Acher. One Jew gives chametz to another Jew and he's mekabel achrayus, so who violates by Rabbi Matzah? Do we both violate? Only the mafkid or only the shomer? But Rashi holds not. Rashi holds you don't need kabbalas achrayus, the chemtza shal Yisrael achrayus, chemtza shal akum, shekib lot of achrayus is by Rabbi Matzah. Chemtza shal Yisrael achrayus, Rashi seems to hold, that's what Achrayim say, Rashi sheet is. Rashi sheet is that you don't need shaloi. It's just the din that if it's shal acher and shal gavoya, then there's no ba'i rabbi matzah. But if it's not shal chod, it still is ba'i rabbi matzah. So what if the chametz is hefker? So what if you'll do like Taisus says you should do? Taisus claims that when aterek you mafke your chametz, bittul means you mafke. If you mafke your chametz, you don't violate ba'i rabbi matzah. It's not shal chod. So number one, Rashi could be Rashi holds that that's a harami. You're not allowed to do that. You're not fulfilling the essay. Number two, it could be that Rashi holds it wouldn't even help. So what if it's Hefker, but it doesn't belong to Gavoya, it doesn't belong to Hegdish, Gavoya means Hegdish, and it doesn't belong to Akum? So maybe Chemtza Chomet Shal Hefker B'Shus HaYisrael, you do violate by Rabbi Mos. So that's what the Chidush HaRamban on this Daf, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, when the Gemara talks about the Bittul, the Al-Masag, the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi has the Machlokes between two Brises. What's the Din of Chomet Shal Hefker B'Shus HaYisrael? Do I violate by Rabbi Matzah or not? So the Braisa, quoted by the Yerushalmi, says that you can violate by Rabbi Matzah and Chomet Shal Hefker as long as it's Bishus Chok, because it's not Shal Acherim and it's not Shal Gavoy.
You should say it's yours already.
If you have Kavona Shalai Liknes, then there's no Kinya Bal Koch. Yerusha is Kinya Bal Koch. But chatzur is not kind of bal kor. Yes, is the dinner.
The mere fact that it's my rishus, I deny anybody else. It's hefker. Everybody can be kind of a hefker. But anybody can be kind of a hefker. But the fact that I have it in my rishus, I take away. I deny everybody else a chayv to be able to.
But still, if you don't want it, you don't want it.
They shouldn't deny. They shouldn't deny.
No, but what you're saying is pretty clear. It's like a trust in the Sasha.
It's
not the
Sasha.
Take away everything from
the Sasha. You mean it's an umdara that he's not mafkir. That's a fraud. He's not really being mafkir. Okay. There's no real das hefker. It's a different thing. But let's say he is mafkir. Let's say he really is mafkir. And he does allow other people to take it. So Yerushalmi still has a machlekes abraisis. Do I violate by Rabbi Matzah and Chomet Shal Hefker? That's the taina with Rav Moshe's tshuva. Okay, yeah. That's the question about the tshuva. Is that true or not? Is that, can you really say that there's an achiras chomer? So you say no. It's an umdar mukhah that he's not selling his chomer. That's the deal. So here Rav Soloveitchik explained that there's a basic shaila over here. There are two shailas regarding this Rashi. Assuming like Rashi, the chemtzo shal Yisrael acher, you do violate by Rabbi Matan. Only chemtzo shal akum not, or chemtzo shal chomet shal hegdish not. What about chomet shal hefker? So the 2 days in the brayis mishnah. What's the issue? So the Rav explained that there are two questions that the issue hinges on. Number one is, what is the definition? What is the uptouch of hefker? What does hefker mean? And number two, what is the gerah adinim shal acher and shal gavoyah? The first shail is, what is the definition of hefker? It's a funny chakira. It's a very strange chakira, but believe it or not, it's the funny way. The halacha says the awkward way. What is the optaich? When the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, and another Marishan came, the whole world was hefker. Then he was kind of this karka, that karka, the other karka. Fine. Let's say there's still a couple of countries where nobody was kind of the jungles in Africa or something, I don't know. There's still such a thing. So that's hefker ownerless. Doesn't belong to anybody, ownerless. But what's pshat? Let's say I already was kind of this. I already bought it, it's mine, shali. And then I'm hefker. That's a different kind of hefker. It's not that it was hefker from Sheshis Mebreshis, it was growing wild, or the karka is open for grabs. It already belonged to me, and then I'm hefker. That's learned out from a... How do you know this institution exists? That I own property, I can sell it, I can give it, that's psukim. Chisim karmim kol mitzarecho. You can transfer ownership, you can give matonis. How do you know you can be hefker property that belongs to you? Maybe it doesn't exist. So the Yerushalmi, Taisus quotes are Yerushalmi, Taisus Mavakama. Quotes are Yerushalmi that is derived from the Pasuk, and mishpatim hashviz tishmetenu in the tashpa yesh lochem tishah cherishi kazu v'hainu hefker. That just like the perishviz are hefker, so too you can be mafker your property as well. And that's how Bishilel derives the din that hefker l'anim v'loy l'ashir meina hefker achi hefker l'kol, because it has to be dumi d'shmita. Just like perishviz are hefker l'kol, so the, whenever you're mafker your property, you have to be mafker to all, or the whole hefker is not chal. So that's the marker for the institution of hefker. So the Chazanish points out in the beginning of Orla, in the Sefer HaMishnayos Orla, he writes, what's the optaich of hefker? Does it mean that it also becomes ownerless? Like all of those things that are hefker that nobody was zeichen in yet? Or pshat in hefker is no, that once it belongs to me, I cannot shake off my ownership that it shouldn't belong to anybody. I have to either makna to somebody else, a matone or a mecher. Well, hefker means a makne to the tzibur, to the klal, to the extent that anybody who wants has the right to take it. Maybe that's the pshat. So he says, yes, that is the pshat. The funny pshat. He says, that is the pshat. How does he come off to say like that? Because then, what's it doing in Orla? What's it doing in Orla? Because he has the very first Mishnah in Orla talks about Hanatei Ala Rabin, whether the din of Orla is Noigana, based on Psukim and Chumash. Titan Lochem. Lochem, Hanatei Ala Rabin. So what do you mean Hanatei Ala Rabin? So the Chazanish says, based on the Mishnah, it would appear, and then he brings Rayas, Mefurish, Adin, Mechosh, and Mishpat like this, Amor, Tham, Bob, Metziah, that when you mock, let's say I want to give something to the municipality, I want to give something to Uncle Sam, to the United States government. So how do I make a kinyan? I have to put it in a chotzer, that they should be kind with the king of chotzer, or the mayor, or the president, or somebody represents the memshala, and he makes a kinyan hagbog, or something, stuff nochrim, how do you do it? So the Chazanish says, no, you don't need that. It's nikne bedvarim alone. Normally you have a klal, perakal, halach alf, and uchaz mechira, the Rambam writes, hamekach eno nikne bedvarim. Just by talking, you cannot make a kinyan. You have to make a maisa kinyan, shich agbo chotz or something. But here the klal is when you makna la rabbi, misnikna bedvarim alone with das alone. Hechateise, what's the mocker for that? And then the Chazanish quotes the Marcha says, what's the definition of rabbin? Three people. Achleikus nigmar, what the neder shehuda al das rabbin is three people or ten people. So mikra din, three people is a rabbin. Maybe over there ten for a different reason. Kinnish balahem. On the CA ho Edo, so Edo needs ten, so special din, but if not for special, because there is a cause of in Yeshua, by Nishbal Das Rabbim, Rabbim is three. Rabbim means three people. So the Mordechai says, if I want to give, the Mordechai says, La Loch, it's Kwan and Chesh Mishpat. Right, right, Hegdish is a separate din Amiros al Gavor, right, that's a din Amiros al Gavor. But let's say it's not for Hegdish, just there are three Shutfim. And I want to give something over to them, to their shutfis, to the Chayshin Mishpat, quotes a Mordechai, that is nicknamed the Dvarim Alon, because that's called a Rabin, a Kinyan, to a Rabin, the Rabin can be kind of with Dvarim Alon. What is the Mokker? So the Chazanish says, this Pasuk in Mishpatim is the Mokker. Vashviz, Tishmetenu, and Itashto, Yeshlof, and Tisha, Chereshi, Kozu, that Hefker is Chal. What does Hefker mean? Hefker Zokta doesn't mean that you make it ownerless. you makne to the rabbin, but there were two kinds of kinyan l'rabbin. There's one kinyan l'rabbin that it belongs to the municipality, it belongs to the federal government, or the state government, or the local government, whatever, belongs to the rabbin, that it should remain the rabbin. Let's say the parks and the streets and the city hall and so on, the highways, it's not that it belongs to the rabbin, that any member of the rabbin has the right to take it for himself. It belongs to the rabbin, should stay in the ownership of the rabbin until the representative of the rabbin is willing to sell it, willing to auction it off or something like that. And then there's another bialus harabim that any member of the rabbin has a right to take it to make it into momen hayochid, like we have lamosha, like we have momen hashevet. When you mafish truma, the truma belongs to the shevet kuhuna. What does it mean? It should sit in the freezer for the shevet kuhuna. Means that any member of the shevet kuhuna has a right to take it, that it should become his private ownership to be zoicha.
Does it mean it's his? Is it his until somebody takes it, or is it his bialus goes off of it as soon as he's mafkir? Maybe you should say the hakira is.
That the Gemara in the Dorim raises that. So the Gemara first thought that that's a machlekes hatanayim, Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim. Maybe the hefker doesn't even get off the ground, doesn't take effect. Then the Gemara backs out that Rabbi Yosi never said it, that there never was such a machlekes, and all the tanayim agree that the hefker is chal right away. The Ktzais and the Sidus want to say that Yiush is like that. That's the chiddush that the Achrayim want to say, that Yiush is adosi l'shuzeich, and later Achrayim say it's also not true. That Yiush is the same as hefker. It's a different show. But Hefke, the Gemara says it's not so. The Gemara had a half a minute, some Achlegs of Yosef and the Rabbanon, and then they back out. So the Chazanish claims that this is the optaich of Hefke. So the Chodesh Dikke definition. He writes in one little paragraph in the beginning of Varla. He says, from the Mashmas HaMishnah in the Dorim like that, Makna to the Nasi. How are you Makna to the Nasi? Because Makna Nechasa to the Nasi. So it would appear just the Dvarim alone. Hanateel HaRabim, just the Dvarim alone, it belongs to the Rabbim, becomes the ownership of the Rabbim. So he says to be makna something to the rabbin, to the tzibur, no kinyan is required. The kinyan is chal the dvarim alone. This is part of the shaila. What's the definition of hefka? Hefka means ownerless, or hefka means it belongs to the rabbin. Now the other, what is it relevant to? The other shaila is like this. When we have a pasuk shel choyat aroya, and hamabeis avalat aroya shel achem shel gavoya, what does that mean? It means if it belongs to akum or belongs to hegdish, then it's a hafka. Then there's no bayur abay motzi. Or maybe atzal l'shavu shebehem is if it belongs to a baylim who is a gavra labar hochi abayur abay motzi. It's only one pasuk shalcho leiro lecho. Is it two psukim? Yedarshening places has 2 days and here in the days leiro lecho chamis leiro lecho sor. Did we use up both lechos? One lecho is memayit dak, one lecho is memayit hegdish, or everything is learned out from one lecho atzal l'shavu shebehem. So if you say the two different lachos, one lachos is mamayit bailus akum, there's no bayur abay matz, and one is mamayit shol gavoy, there's no bayur abay matz. So then, that's all. And so there's only a din, akum is no bayur, and chemtish lahegdish is not. But if you say like the other day in Tosfos, that it's both are learned out from one lachos, so then there are two different din of lachos, then it's one din. What's the one din? So Tosfos says the one din is not yours. If it belongs to another Jew, there's no bayur abay matz. So Tosfos and the Rosh and the Gaon. And Rashi holds not so, that if it belongs to Yisrael Achir, there is Bayur Rabbi Matzeh. So the Tzara Shav Shabbam is not that it has to belong to me, but the Tzara Shav Shabbam is that if it belongs to a Gavra Lav Bar Hochia Bayur Rabbi Matzeh, Akum is not Muzan Bayur Rabbi Matzeh. Hegdish is not Muzan Bayur Rabbi Matzeh. Then, even though it's a Mayrushus, I'm not even Bayur Rabbi Matzeh. Now the shot is, what if it's Hefker? What if I'm Machgrid? Will it be Bayur Rabbi Matzeh? So that should depend. What is the definition of hefker? Hefker means it doesn't belong to anybody. So you can't say that it belongs to a bailim who is a gavra labar hocha bar rabba matz. It doesn't belong to anybody. So I should say if it's hefker, chomet shal hefker b'shusi, so chomet shal yisro lacha b'shusi. Maybe I will violate bar rabba matz. Or maybe you should say no, that hefker means that it belongs to rabbim with respect to this prat, that any member of the rabbin has the right to take it. So rabbin belongs to everybody, and everybody is a gavra labar hochi bar rabbi matzik. You don't say it's a shutfis yidin with goyim. By the bailus of rabbin, the bailus includes everybody. It's not that it's a shutfis. Everybody is a gavra labar hochi bar rabbi matzik. So then hefke will also be the same as akum and hegdish, that the owner of the chometz is a bailum who is not more than a bailum rabbi matzis. Even if it's in my rishus, I also won't have bailum rabbi matzis. This is how the Rav explained. These perhaps are the two shittas in Yerushalmi as to whether chomet shel hefker b'shus ha'yisrael, whether you violate bailum rabbi matzis or not. So these perhaps are the two tainas that Rashi has against Tosfos. Why Rashi doesn't want to learn like Tosfos? I mean, the Raisa, the Bittul, the Al-Masagi, The Bitul Bi'al Masagi means that Hefker. Number one, Hefker would be just a Harama. She's just not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisa. Perhaps that's according to Rabbi Yehuda is Mamasha Harama. So how should they even allow that on a level of their eyes? Are you allowed to do that? And then number two, it's not so pasha that it is Eiskehalt. Maybe if you're Mafki Chomid, you still violate by Rabban, much like one day in Yerushalmi. So this is what leads Rashi and the Ramban and the Chedushim, where he quotes these 2 days in Yerushalmi, and the Rambam is Mefurish and Unkelis. Rambam, I think, quotes from Unkelis. Unkelis says in the Pasuk Tashbisu Tevatlun. So it seems to learn that the Bitul is the key of my mitzvah of Tashbisu. Not that Bitul means a Hefker and it's a Haram, it's a way to avoid the holding of Rabbi Mot. Bitul is the key of my mitzvah of Tashbisu. How could it be the key of my mitzvah of Tashbisu? Doesn't Tashbisa mean to destroy the chometz either by the Sreifer or Hashbasasa the Choldover? How are you destroying it? Are they, let's say, according to Rashi, are they Bitul? That's what the Ram quotes the Ramban with this whole famous interpretation that what? Midiraisa, he really shouldn't have violated by Rabbi Matzilo because Eina Bishusa Shaladim. So that should save you from the whole Bayrub. But Asan Akasu Kila, Eina Bishusa, so it's a Chiddish. So that's only if you're right to be kiyuma. If you're right to be kiyuma, or you're neutral, have chomis and my reshus, then the Torah is mechadish asana kasev kilehem reshus. But if I make a declaration in advance of this mani surah, I'm a galadas and I'm ain't a right to be kiyuma, I don't plan to be oichel chomis, I don't plan to be nenef in the chomis, I'm not going to sell it, I'm not going to use it, I consider it kafir diyal, I'm not going to have any hishtamshas from it at all. So if I make a declaration in advance and I'm ain't a right to be kiyuma, so his hishva daita ladas ha-tereh, his maskim, his kima daita ladas ha-tereh, so then I revert back to what the din should have been as shnei dvar menem shus ha-shalad, and so there's no reason to violate by Rabbi Mot. This is the whole interpretation that the Ramban gives within the Shitas Rashi. How do you say that bitul chametz is the kima mitzvah? So that's what the Paskin point out in Shulchan Aruch. When you make the bitul chametz after the bedikah, the Gemara says, "Abayit tzar shivata." After you finish the bedikah chametz, you have to be mevatel that night right at the gemara of the bedikah. So you should say both nuschos. You should do Rashi shita and Tosfos shita. You should do like Rashi say, "Kol chamir lechamik debishus tiki bishus si libatel kafra de'ari." You should say, "I'm mevatel. I don't plan to use it." And according to Rashi, that is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisu. And then at the end, you should say the lehevi hefker. You want it to become hefker also, because at first you say hareni kol chamir lechamik debishus levi hefker. So once you're mafker it, so if it's not yours, you can't be mavatle. According to Rashi, bitul is the kima mitzvah tashbisu. How can I? I'm not a bailim on the chometz anymore. It's not mine. So how can I declare zayin right to the kiyuma? It's not mine. So first, but we got to do taisa shito. Taisa says that there is no such thing as bitul. And the right to the kiyuma is lamala v'lamayr. So you have to do Rashi and Tosfos. So first, you should, the nusaf that we have printed in the Haggadah is not really meduyik. He said libatol v'levi hefke ka'afra di'alma. So shver loshin, she really say libatol ki'afra di'ara v'levi hefke. You want it to be batol ka'afra di'ara means ain't a right to the kiyuma. I don't plan to eat it, to use it, to sell it, or anything. And then yadan v'levi hefke. V'levi hefke ka'afra di'ara. That already doesn't matter how you conclude. But Achraim say you should say both Nuschos to satisfy Rashi Shita and to satisfy Tosfos, and to do it in that order. First Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Targum Unkelus, and then later on to save Levi Hefker like Tosfos. If you say it in the wrong order, first you did the Levi Hefker, so it's not yours, so then it's impossible to do Rashi Shita later. So you lose Rashi Shita.
When we say this formula, what we really mean is like the phone is under the refrigerator that we missed or something in our pocket that we missed.
No, the Gemara says that crumbs, pirurim, a bottle, the tailor may alain. So those you don't need
to
be. Didn't sell. No, the leil bedikas chametz. You didn't sell anything yet.
You didn't sell
on
the bedikas chametz. It's called the next day after,
let's say, 9:10
or so.
Morning, right?
So
you're mabatel. The chametz chayne you do. No, the Chomet Sheini Yaduah. The Leil test of Medina Digimah, there's only one Bitul.
Yeah.
The Leil B'digas Chomet after the Digi Mevatel Chomet Sheini Yaduah.
Right.
If I missed up, if I slipped up on some Chomet and I don't know where it is,
in one of your pockets, like you missed,
and
right?
I forgot about that on the phone.
Right.
Right.
So that's what you're referring to.
Right, but the Chomet that I have on my kitchen table or the bottles of schnapps that I plan to sell, then I'm not Mevatel then.
Okay.
Then the Rosh instituted, later in the days of the Rosh, he instituted you should have another Bitul. The next day, after you burn all the chametz, and again, you should do the second bitul after you burn the chametz, not before.
Yeah.
If you mevatel before you burn the chametz, so it's not your chametz, so it's hefke dika chametz. So then the, you don't fulfill the mitzvah by burning chametz shel hefker. So you should first make sure that you burn all the chametz, and after, not some throw it in, after it's all burnt already, then you should make the declaration of the bittul. So that bittul, that bittul in the morning, the rush that the rush instituted following the bi or the burning, so that you should say the chazit, the lo chazit, the bi. If I saw it and I forgot to burn it, means
I saw it and I ignored it.
Last night I saw it and I planned to burn it or to sell it. Uh-huh. And then the rabbi forgot to sell it, or the rabbi didn't sell it properly. I forgot to burn it. Something happened in between last night and today. It's chazite last night. I saw it and I planned to eat it or sell it or get rid of it, and then I didn't. And I still didn't burn it now, and I just forgot about it. So I was never mevatel chametz. Last night I was on mevatel chametz sheni yadua. Or if I bought chametz, or if I bought chametz. Right.
The basic question of the construction or entity of hefker, how does it apply to hefker based on hefker?
What is hefker? Some in the same way.
Hefker based on
hefker. Same thing.
And then we give it to other people.
Just like I can be mafker.
Right. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
To take away the money.
The
money wasn't
just like I can be mafka my property.
What did they make out of that money?
Hefka? No, they give it to
the
people.
It never belonged to the chassid? Okay.
No, they give it to the community. They take it for the community or whatever.
Even though she has it, anybody can come.
It's a shada. Do they have to be mafka that it didn't belong to the chassid and it doesn't belong to the kala? Anybody can take her? No, as long as it didn't belong to the chassid, even if it belongs to the kala, but he didn't give her his money.
So
he gave her hefka to get money, so then she's not mukudah. That's a deal in Mishlam Melech. That's a din of Mishlam Melech. Whether you need Nesina and Kabbalah Sakesef for Kiddushan, it's good enough with Kabbalah Sakesef. That's a din. The Shabbos before Pesach state in the Torah is called the Shabbos HaGodol. So the Torah gives the famous reason why it's called the Shabbos HaGodol, because 4 days before the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was Mikhali Ba'asa. Ba'asa L'Chadish Tadikhal Chamish Selebei Shabbos HaRabois. And the behemoth with the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim didn't kill him. So it was the Chamamish Anesan Hashemayim. They tied up the behemoth to their beds, and the Mitzrayim asked them, "What are you tying it up for? Because we're going to shecht it. How can you shecht the Tzara Avodah Zarah?" They didn't shecht for them. So it was Anesan Hashemayim that they didn't kill them. So Zechel Anes, we always reminisce and we always remind ourselves of this Nes on the Shabbos before Pesach, because on that year the 10th of Nisan was on Shabbos. Right, the Torah gets stuck, but it doesn't always happen on the 10th. The Shabbos before Pesach is not always the 10th. So the Torah says, instead of calling the 10th of Nissan the Yom HaGodol, the Yom HaNes HaGodol, we always pick a Yom Kavua, the Shabbos before. That's what the Torah says. And others give different reasons why it's called the Shabbos HaGodol. So everybody usually says it's called Shabbos HaGodol because of the Haftarah that you say, Lefnei Bo Yom HaShem HaGodol V'Aner, to remember, like Shabbos Chazayin, Shabbos Nachmu, it's called Shabbos Nachmu, Hashem HaHaftarah. They call it Shabbos HaGodol, Hashem the Haftar. Others say it's called Shabbos HaGodol, Shabbos Shel HaGodol. That the Godel gives a drasha. The Godel gives a drasha. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Godel should give a drasha on Hilchas Pesach, really. He shouldn't show his ability to say Chidush HaTayr. Yeah. He should really say over the Dinam of Pesach. In Europe, they used to say that that's the Taich in the Gemara and Masech HaShabbos, and the Molei Shalmi Yisrael Shtei Shabbos is Miyad Migolim. That twice a year the Rabbanim would say a tilkul on Shabbos HaGodol and Shabbos Shuvim. The Gemara says, Kolayim Adovah B'Shem Omroi, maybe Gula Lo'ilam. So if the Rabbanim would say B'Shem Omroi, the Shtikul Torah, the twice a year that they say Shtikul Torah, they would gamble from Svarim. If they would have said B'Shem Omroi, they would have been maybe Gula Lo'ilam. And Molei Shalmi Yisrael Shtei Shabbos. If the Rabbanim would observe those two Shabbos by saying B'Shem Omroi, where they're gambling from, they would have brought Gula Lo'ilam. That's how the Rabbanim used to joke in Europe. So that's what some Svarim say, that it's called Shabbos HaGodol, because the Shabbos Shel HaGodol, that the Godel gives a shir, he gives the halachas, or he gives a pilpul. Another Achrayim suggests a different einfach. Why should it be called Shabbos HaGodol? So they say, Lehoitzi Midas HaTzedukim. That the Gemara says, the Tzedukim are of the opinion that Sfira Somer always begins on Sunday, so that Shavuos always turns out, always falls out on a Sunday. And the Chachamim disagreed, and they said, doesn't mean Mimachas HaShabbos, doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, it means the day after Yom Tov. So the term Shabbos, when it appears in the Chumash, sometimes has the connotation of Shabbos, and sometimes has the connotation of Yom Tov. So the Gemara has in Masech HaShabbos and Klal Gadol, the Gemara talks about the Lashon. Why is it called Klal Gadol? The Klal Dika, Klal Kotten. If there's a Klal Gadol, otherwise just say Klal. Klal Lomer B'Shabbos. Klal Gadol means there's a Klal Gadol and a Klal Kotten. The Gemara has a similar Mishnah in Shviyas, I think. The Gemara there in Perek Klal Gadol quotes a Mishnah in Shviyas. There's a klal god lama b'shvi'is, and it must be mechaldika klal kop. So that's how some gedolim suggest. I think Rav Chatz Kol Kalasha has this in his sefer on Chumash. He suggests that maybe we call it the Shabbos HaGodol to show that there's a Shabbos HaKotin, that Pesach is the Shabbos Kotin, that there are two Shabbosim. Not like the Tzdukim say that Shabbos just means Shabbos. No, Shabbos is what we call Shabbos every week. It's the Shabbos HaGodol. Really, it should be the Shabbos HaGodol. No? But it's the Shabbos HaGodol. And then there's a Shabbos HaKotin that's Yontif, in order to know that the Sphere of Sunday really doesn't always begin on a Sunday. Sometimes it's not. It's interesting, the Mishnah Chagiga has in the second Perek in Chagiga that on Isru Chag, it really should be an Isru Hesped V'tainus. Isru Chag HaPesach, Isru Chag Shavuos, Isru Chag should be an Isru Hesped
V'tainus.
Yeah, our minig is that it's also the whole Chodesh Nisim. Let's say before they had that meaning, so should have been a din that Isru Chag is also the Hesped V'tainus. And the Kohen Gadol always walks around on a day on which everybody's coming into the Beis Hamikdash, always walks around dressed beautifully in fancy big tikkun and shmona begadim, and even when he's not in the Beis Hamikdash, he wears his own private. If it's a yontif dikah season that everybody's going to be in Yerushalayim, so he'll put on a beautiful suit when he's walking in the streets of Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says that when Shavuot is, when Shavuot falls out on Shabbos, and nobody brought the Karbonis Riyah V'Chagiga on Adecha Shabbos, everybody has to be in the Karbonis on Sunday, so we say it's Mutta Behesped V'Tainis, and the Kangonel should not walk around with the fancy Begodim Kedei Lohoitzim Ilibom Shel Atzdukim, because it's Tzdukim Atansin that today is Shavuot. Today is the real Shavuot. So in order to demonstrate that today is not Shavuot, so we go out of our way to violate the Dinah that we normally observe, that every Yisru Chag is also Behesped V'Tainis. And whenever there are a lot of people in Yerushalayim, the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol wears the fancy begodim. But when Isru Chag HaShavuos falls out to be on a Sunday, so the Mishnah says we go out of our way bedavka that no one should think that we're agreeing with the tzduk. We violate dinam derabbanan. We violate normal practices that we would normally do to go out of our way bedavka to demonstrate that it's not that Yontav is not on Sunday. So that's what some gedolim tana, that's why it's called the Shabbos HaGodol, to demonstrate, to be meramis to everybody that Pesach is the Shabbos HaKotin. That's power.
Yeah.
Oh, we have here the new RJJ Journal.